goes on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
This is Lunatic Radio.
This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran.
Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shits.
Rocket.
Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say
Rocket.
My name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the LunaticRadio.com.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're gonna get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking did a show.
Unbelievable. We just started.
Hi.
Hi.
I really got nothing for the opener today. Usually I try to think of something wacky.
Oh, come on, come on.
Just keep ringing the bell.
Wait, come up with something.
Hi, everybody. It is the show, the LunaticRadio.com show.
Here
in Rock.
On.
Hanging out in the studio on a Sunday when no one should be doing radio.
Well, come on.
But that's when everybody's home listening to us.
Not Keith Ledger. True.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, we lost a listener. Heath is dead.
I thought it was Keith.
Heath.
Like the bar.
See, you don't even know. All right, emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, everybody, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. Love the drunk calls. Love when the people call us all hammered. A bunch of people called us this week.
Really?
I love the drunk calls.
Even Ray Ray from Virginia.
Ooh, the Ray Ray. Yeah, love him. He's a good guy.
The funniest drunk caller.
And he's a minority listener, which makes it extra special.
Meaning he's a black guy.
Or that.
Right.
But he's cool like that.
He called me the N-word. Apparently I'm a brother.
Oh, really? You got the brother card.
Yeah, but I didn't get the dick.
What?
What?
All right.
I want that.
That was a half a joke.
That was a sort of an isolation.
Yeah, sexual innuendo.
I get it now. You didn't get the elephant dick. That's what you're saying. Or did you want the elephant dick? Like, in your...
Right, you know what I mean. Hey, everybody, it is the show. Welcome back. Well, actually, we weren't away. I've been away.
Welcome back from last week.
I've been
We could have opened the show. I should have left my shirt on and stripped. That's how we could have opened it.
Oh, that was nice.
I've
been in sunny Arizona all week, Rock, so I'm, I feel like I've been on vacation.
You're playing catch-up right now.
Right, I'm being playing catch-up. I'm all jet-lagged. Is that what they say? Jet-lagged?
took the red eye home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So it's Kira Rock, joined in studio today by Vanessa, our new friend from the TV, and Joe.
I won't say holla.
Yeah, don't.
Say holler.
No.
Thanks, white boy.
Holla.
From TANCTV.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
The adult news channel.
He's our boss. He's one of our boys. Is he one of our bosses now?
He's like a sub boss.
Is that how we do it?
Sub boss.
So you'll get a sub check.
We let him think he's in charge.
Great. We'll get sub zero.
You'll get minus money.
He's like Shake.
We owe.
By the way, can I just talk a little golf right off the bat here?
No.
Tiger Woods. Can I just say,
time out. If you talk golf, then we watch the All-Star game later.
And
the
I start
NHL
talking
All-Star
about
game.
Dancing with the Stars.
Done. Deal.
I like that.
Deal.
What is that, a rival reality show?
I know
this is your show. You got 30 seconds. Talk golf.
That's your competition.
Is that your compo?
Golf or dancing.
Tiger Woods is a shit. Can I just say Tiger Woods is a shit because he's going to win the Buick Open by how many strokes? 12?
No, he's already 20. All right, 12. Yeah, I don't know what's the second place guy. So, yeah, about 12.
I looked over at the TV expecting to see something fun. It was just a ball.
Well, that could be fun.
Golf is fun. You don't like golf, Vanessa?
No, I don't at all. I can't hit the ball. I get mad. I wind up throwing the stick.
Hence the reason why you're bisexual.
Can we just do, like, golf innuendo with Vanessa?
Yeah. So you like the balls?
You like the shaft? How do you grip the shaft?
Maybe your grip's wrong. Apparently I'm doing something wrong with my grip.
I'm the closest to your grip.
I whack it too hard. That's the problem.
Yeah.
A lot of divots.
Gotta replace them all.
You gotta replace those divots.
Yeah, you gotta loosen up on your grip. That's the problem.
I like the golf carts, actually.
Really That's like fun. Driving the golf cart on the golf course?
That's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. So when you
and then I
for
point,
carts.
Oh, there's the ball. When it, like, the ball's over there, and then they go running for it.
Right.
You know what? And this brings up, we had this conversation many weeks ago about the caddy girls that you could rent.
Right.
You what? That would be cool.
Can you be like a caddy girl for us?
Can I wear like a golf? What, yes. What do girls wear as golfers?
Just a yes.
Actually, girls yes. wear nothing when they play golf. Yeah. It's weird.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's perfect then.
I don't know if you, all right, so there's a service out there that you could hire hot chicks to be your caddy. And mm-hmm. you basically rent them out for the day and okay. they just... sit there in like a short skirt and they give you your golf clubs.
By the way, Tony V checking in from the chat room. Weeks ago, that caddy girl segment was like 2 years ago.
Is that Tony Bones?
All right. Sorry. Jeez.
He's right, too. Yeah.
Critical.
There actually, you can. There is a service where you can go out and rent hot chicks to caddy for you.
Can you rent them to...
Yes.
I don't know. Depending on the price, maybe they will, you know, play with your balls and shit.
I mean, afterwards, whack, whack. If you like them, they did a good job. Can you bring them home with you?
Yeah, that's my mm-hmm.
one. Any interest in being a caddy girl?
Sure.
My caddy girl?
Rock, let's set up a tea time.
Wait, I just got a private message that someone listening right now has actually done that.
Oh, can she call into the radio program?
I don't know. I don't know if she will. I don't know.
Or he. Some guys are freaky.
It's a he-she.
I'll find out. Let's see.
I would love to know. I would love to hear about this.
Yeah, but Tiger Woods is shit, everybody. Can I just say this? He's going to win by 11 strokes. How do you do that in golf? Does anybody else play the game besides Tiger?
How did he do that?
How did he do that?
That's what you said.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I was done.
He's trying to talk like Tiger, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I've been done.
I'm a good at golf.
Doesn't sound like that.
How do you back with the ball went in the hole.
How do you do that, Dave? I'm about to play them golf.
I'm going to win by 11 strokes.
Do you think he's got a black hammer?
No.
Tiger?
Yeah.
What is it, white?
What does that mean?
Of course it's black.
No, but I mean like, you know, big elephant.
He's got him, man.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Tiger?
Don't all black guys
he's
have
not,
big
he's
penises?
Not all black.
We're talking about Vanessa. Penises.
Black guys have big penises? Vanessa, do you know?
You know. Don't fuck around. Not seeing
I don't know.
Why'd you cover your eyes?
Because I feel like the question would go away.
I hate to tell you this. I hate to tell you this, but it wasn't in your eyes.
I think all black men have big penises.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a myth.
We do have a lot to do on the radio program today, everybody.
Oh, God. Stop lying, everyone.
A lot of news.
That's my bit.
Stuff
don't take my one bit.
To talk about maybe a conversation with the... an old friend, comedian Mark Anthony Ramirez.
No
maybe.
Way.
I've been trying to contact
J-Lo's husband?
Him for a while, and he hasn't been picking up his phone, so I don't know what's going on with him. What?
J-Lo's husband?
No. Mark Anthony Ramirez.
Oh, I missed the Ramirez.
Yeah, he's from Jersey, so.
What does that mean? Why'd you say it like that? Like, he's from Jersey, so he won't call?
Right.
How does that
he's
work?
He's a really great guy. Oh, he's from Jersey.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of credential loss.
Yeah, but Mark's got a radio program on the TPX radio network there. And he's on air right after us. So I wanted to have him call in and congratulate him and see what's going on in the world of Mark Anthony Ramirez.
Yeah, and we haven't spoken to him a while. He was one of our old comedian friends that used to come on here and... You know, then he started doing his own thing, and now he's back in the scene, as they call it.
He's back in the scene, still doing the comedy stuff and TV stuff, isn't he? I don't know. Mark's always doing like 1,000 things. I can never figure it out. So we got a chill-out show today.
What else is new?
But I want to start by saying congratulations to the New York Football Giants.
Hey!
Come on, New York Football Giants. No. Maybe we will get into this right now, too.
Let's go.
Great.
They're going to the Super Bowl to face the New England Faggots. Right?
It's Patriots.
Oh. Faggots.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. That's not nice. That's not being
all right.
American.
Patriotic. No.
Patriotic.
I want to move to Dubai anyway. Ugh. Screw the America. The America.
Is a patriot.
I went to college.
Nah.
How
is
that day?
Is a patriot somebody that's patriotic?
Yes.
Oh. How'd you know that?
Man,
I'm really good at English.
She's growing on me, Rock.
I like her.
She's growing
she's the
on
best.
Me. Give her more vodka stat.
Joe, go get some more vodka.
I'm out.
Go now.
Yeah, go get it.
Get in the car. Let me see that vodka.
And we just found out, we came on air, you're going someplace else after this?
Yeah, I'm going to a fashion show. Sorry, I'm getting... Thank you. Keep your arms to yourself.
A fashion show for cancer?
A fashion
cancer?
Show.
Jeez.
Nice. It's raising money for Cancer Foundation.
Right. Oh.
So it's a charity event.
Are you going to drink more there?
So that means they're not, like, dressing up tumors or anything.
Wow.
No?
A lot of parties.
No, no. They're not showing you how to, like, you know, wear cancer.
If you got a massive head tumor,
right.
They're not going to show you how
it's
to dress
like
it up nice.
Hospital gowns.
Best way to put
like
a hat on.
New hospital gowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in style.
So you're going to go there and we'll do what?
Hang out, get drunk, nice. Talk to some people.
That's what cancer victims
sweet.
Want.
Can I go?
That's what they want.
The cancer people aren't there.
You're not
going to
go there and donate some money? You're going to donate some money?
Yeah, I'm going to donate some money.
I'm down with the cancer. I'll go.
Are you really? Or are you just going to go there and drink their booze?
She's drinking booze.
Come on, just go there and drink the booze. That's what I would do.
The more booze I drink, the more money I donate.
Really?
I like that. See, that's nice.
That's something.
You know, Lunatic Radio is doing a fundraiser.
We are?
Yeah.
What?
What?
What is it?
None for of pussy. Us know about it.
Oh,
we're
yes.
fundraising
oh.
for pussy.
Yes. We are doing a fundraiser for vagina.
Yeah.
Donate your vagina to the show.
Right.
Nice.
So the New York Football Giants
yes.
and the Patriots
of
in the Super Bowl. I got to tell you that Rocket is a genius.
Thank you, sir.
Let's hear it.
Because when we did the last week's show, we were actually watching the Giant Packer game, the NFC Championship game, as we were doing the radio show. And right at the top of the show, right as we begun the show last week, the Giant game came on, and Rocket was talking about, how the Giants would win. And he predicted that the Giants would win.
Right.
By kicking a oblong ball through a big H.
Well, let's make it clear. I didn't say that part. That was the Coming to America part, but I fully defended it.
Right.
Saying that that will happen because I'm a believer that movies dictate real life. I am.
Coming to America, the movie from the 1980s, the Eddie Murphy movie, predicted the Giant game
right.
last week versus the Packers.
Yeah.
And Rocket, you're a genius.
So,
because you said movies predict the future.
I did. And that movie was not, there's not a specific date to that movie. All it is placed as modern day, right? So maybe, so in essence, it's happening now. Just because it came out in whatever, 88, whatever, that doesn't mean that was the time that I was referring to.
But it's so perfect.
It's modern
before
day.
The game even was on the air
yeah.
last week.
I defended it. I said, this is going to happen.
This is
going
to happen.
And we have it. We have it.
We have the clip from last week's show. Here it is. It's perfect.
We actually have a future report of the Giants Green Bay game.
All right. Let's go right to that right now. Here we go. Say the word right again.
Sir, I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I did.
I love that.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
That is remarkable. Son, I'm just going to tell you this one time. You want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
Rock loves that clip.
I love it.
Here
look at
comes.
That. So that's what's going to happen later.
Packers, Giants are going to win by kicking an oblong ball through a big H.
I'm a firm believer that movies predict our future.
Right.
See Demolition Man. They will. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see later on, Giants will win by a field goal at the end of the game. It'll happen.
They will.
It'll happen.
All right.
Okay.
So we also have Roy.
So
there you go.
See, and Heidi was like, see, she knocked me. See? Heidi owes me an apology because I was spot on.
Now, how great is that?
That is awesome.
Before the game even was on.
This was about 6 o'clock when that happened.
You said the Giants were going to win by kicking a ball through a big H. And we played the old clip from Coming to America, the movie. And you go on to say movies predict the future. So maybe that freaking that demolition thing from Demolition Man is going to be a war between the fast food chains. Taco Bell's going to win out.
Absolutely.
There's going to be so much seashells.
Oh, the three seashells.
The three seashells.
Here we go.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Something's going to happen. Maybe movies do predict the future, Rock.
They do. I believe it. I believe it. Schwarzenegger will be president one day. It's now in the archives, me saying that statement.
And can I quote, can I give you even more credit?
Oh, please.
Do you know how many like media outlets picked up on how the Coming to America clip?
Oh, yeah. Like wildfire.
You know, bigger radio shows than this radio show. Websites, collegehumor.com had it. It's pretty amazing how the Rocket, you get credit. You get credit.
Oh, thank you.
For that whole thing.
I'm filling up a little bit.
Playing the Coming to America clip. It was genius.
Thank you, sir.
Are they talking about sports?
You want to snuggle?
We are talking about sports. I was seeing if I trying to.
You can just snuggle if you want.
Yeah.
Can we just get Vanessa to snuggle with stuff?
See, now that's a show.
It is.
Just everyone know, Joe can't be part of
that,
though.
I don't want to talk about sports. I want to snuggle.
Well, we're not going to talk about sports. But Giant, we do believe that the Giants will win the Super Bowl.
I think they will.
Because
they have everything going for them right now. Mm-hmm. Momentum.
They are my NFL team. And my college team played on the same field out there in Glendale, Arizona. Right, Rock?
That's right.
And the Giants are playing on the same field versus the Patriots.
And this would mark, if they win this game, the Super Bowl, 11th straight road win.
Right.
11, Kieran's number.
And when my Mountaineers beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl, it was their 11th victory. We're a little crazy, Vanessa. Bear with us.
A little bit.
I noticed.
So we're thinking, Rock and I are thinking that it's destiny for the Giants
exactly,
to beat the
sir.
Patriots and Tom Brady in his faggoty foot. What do you think about Tom Brady there, Vanessa?
Who?
Tom Brady. The quarterback for the New England Patriots. Do you watch football?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Do you like him?
I have no idea.
Good looking guy?
Is.
No?
I don't know who he is.
Do you like hockey?
Yeah.
I love her. She's the best. That's cool. Put the game on.
I like hockey. I don't like the Islanders.
What is today?
Hey,
what is
fuck you. Shut her mic off.
Bye bye.
Hold on.
Get rid of her.
We love her. We hate her.
I'm going to test Vanessa to see if she really knows what hockey is.
No, I don't know. I just like watching the games. I know nothing about it.
Do you know what big event today is? There's a big event in hockey today. What is it?
I'm about to help you.
I'm looking at you secretly for
a big event in hockey. NHL has a big day today.
Big day today.
What's happening today?
Don't move.
In the NHL.
Don't move. Hold on. You take it. I'm going to not tell you.
What happens in a mid-season of a
with the best players
of the NHL? What happens in the mid-season of the NHL? What's the big event that they have?
Disney on Ice.
What? What?
I know, the All-Star Game. It's the All-Star Game.
What the hell is...
Disney on Ice?
Just shut her mic off.
I hate it.
The All-Star Game, the All-Star Game.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you hit the wrong button? There you go.
There you go.
Wait, no, Disney on Ice would be the correct answer.
That one.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Welcome to my world.
That's what it is, fucking hockey. I don't understand it either.
I'm going snow tubing on a river.
I want to do that. Snow tubing on a river.
Yeah. A lake.
Yeah, I was trying to. I was the asshole trying to figure out if that was possible.
No, I don't want to fall in. I was going to go ice skating, but we're going to go snow tubing in case it breaks. That way, I'm in a tube.
Because
we're just
going to
run and slide in tubes on the ice.
Okay.
All right, back to things that make matter.
Today on LunaticRadio.com, things that make matter. Tune in.
That's all right.
It's going to be make sense, and I turned it to matter.
We're about to take a break anyway.
All right.
So, not already. We just did a half hour. It was fun.
Time flies when you're drinking vodka.
Right. So we got a lot of news to cover today. Vanessa, our reality superstar, is in the studio with us. Joe from TankTV.com.
With a C.
TANC. TV.com. Rocket's here.
I am, sort of.
He'll be masturbating in a second segment, so stick around.
Hot.
Back right after this.
Joe promised him blowjobs.
Didn't need that on air.
I just clapped for that by
all right.
accident.
Code of prank.
What the fuck was that?
Yay! I didn't mean to clap.
Back right after this.
What's up, everybody? This is Connecticut Jay. And if you like wine tasting, porn, comedians, and dead air, tune into Lunatic Radio. Fuck, I don't know.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
I've been waiting on my own too long.
We actually have a future report of the Giants Green Bay game.
All right, let's go right to that right now. Here we go.
Sir, I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, I'm just going to tell you this one time. You want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
Rock loves that.
I love it. Look at that. So that's what's going to happen later.
Packers, Giants are going to win by kicking an oblong ball through a big eight.
I'm a firm believer that movies predict our future.
Right.
See Demolition Man. They will. So you're going to see later on, Giants will win by a field goal.
47-yard try, his longest attempt of the game. He has missed his last two. Can he send the Giants to the Super Bowl? The kick is good, and the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Hi, this is Nikki Reed, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Kieran, I want to...
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Tiger Woods is the man.
Shut up.
Kier Rock.
Shut up with the
in
call.
Studio. Vanessa.
What?
From the MTV thing.
The thing she did on MTV.
Box in your room.
Joe from Tank Radio, TankTV.com.
How do you know that?
You own the Tank Radio.
I own Tank, TankTV.com.
And all my fans who are there, I'd like to give a shout out. There's everybody in the room.
There's only one, and I'm sitting next to you.
I can't see the chat room, so I don't know who's there.
Maybe I'll turn one of the monitors.
Why don't you,
so you can see.
No, just tease them with that thought. Don't actually do it, though.
You're such a bitch.
I am.
Are we gonna
if we give you a chat room, then you won't actually. Then you'll just be like, "Oh wait, what we're talking?"
No,
about?
I would never.
No, I know.
I'm a little retarded.
See, I'd get confused. People would be talking to me, and I'm like,
just typing, hunting peck on the
like,
keyboard.
Hi, Vanessa, you have a mic.
Where's that T key?
That's all you'll hear. T.
Oh, there it is. It moved on me.
It always jumps around like that.
It jumps around.
We're all just watching pretty much Vanessa throughout the whole show. We're not even concentrating on the radio show because she's drinking vodka. Are you out of vodka?
I'm out, but we're going to play a game. We have a really fun game to play.
Yes.
Oh, they thought of a bit while you were in the bathroom.
A big
bit. Is it the grab the bracelet bit? Because I like that one.
Give me a pen.
You have one here, right?
And then, okay, explain the show, but then... Explain the little game we're going to play.
So you're going to throw, it's like a psychology game with Vanessa. We're going to throw words at her and see what the first thing that comes to her mind. So off the air, Joe mentioned the word spawn, and she immediately...
Monkey.
A monkey. Monkey was the word?
I said devil.
Devil.
Devil. It was all monkey, right. She went devil.
So we're going to play a little game with Vanessa.
But then at the end, I need a psychoanalysis.
That's Kieran's all right for it. I really don't want to do this, but obviously I don't have much of a choice.
I'm going to construct the bit for you.
Oh, look at this. Real-time construction.
And you know what? Joe, for some weird reason, wearing glasses because he wants to look like a psychological...
A what word?
Like a psychological analysis, sir.
Wow. I like her. She speaks better than me, conversate.
What is the word I'm looking for? Psychoanalysis, sir.
Just throw an S.
Be quiet.
I love when people throw in S's and just try to make it a word.
Oh, it's IS, psychoanalysis.
Yes.
There we go.
All right.
All of that.
Fuck this fat guy.
Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay.
All right.
Wait,
so
I gotta close my eyes.
We are playing words association, right?
Yes.
That's right.
With Vanessa. And Joe is going to throw out a word. Go ahead, Joe.
Penis. Oh, wait. You didn't start yet.
What is the word?
Lunatic radio.
No, it's not a...
That's a phrase.
Okay, next word.
It has to be one word. I can't... One word.
We'll start out easy.
Word.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
White.
Ice cube.
We're fucked. Game's over.
All right, it's okay.
Okay.
It's
do
all
it
right.
again. Try again.
No, that's good.
You
that's
just
got to
keep going. This is my... I need a psychoanalysis after this.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Black.
I just...
Man.
That's not wrong.
Yeah. Therapy.
No, therapy. It's all wrong, right?
Bus?
It's all
wrong.
Seriously. That... Ready?
Go ahead.
We got to just keep going. Let him go.
Shh.
Nope.
Pornography.
Bells.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute, bells.
Well, every time we talk about something pornographic, the bells ring over here.
Rocket, do you have a word?
Indonesia.
Skinny people.
That's Ethiopia, you fucking idiot.
And you have to give a one-word response.
Oh, skinny people.
if you
I
say
love the way
fair.
She thinks.
Next.
Skinny people. Skinny people.
You're up, Joe. Go ahead.
The word is orgasm.
Vagina.
We give a ding ding.
You self-important. What about the man?
That says right there about me that I'm very selfish.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready?
You know, Heidi's pointing that out. I wasn't gonna say anything, but it was, Heidi's like orgasm. Why did you see Joe said orgasm?
Orgasm.
Orgasm.
Girl, I'll make you have an orgasm.
Go Long Island.
Sorry.
It's all ready.
All right, here we go. Here's mine. Scientology.
Ooh.
Pussy.
Wow, very good. Tom Cruise.
Crazy.
Loves you.
We're playing word association with Vanessa. So who's up? Rocky, you're up.
Okay. Cocaine.
Nice.
You have some?
Oh, bad.
Wait, one word answers.
But
I forgot.
Weird, Joe,
I forgot we were
nice.
Playing.
No, I mean, Joe, okay, bad,
nice.
All right, that was a winner.
I like that.
Okay. All right. I won. Do I get a prize?
Oh,
go ahead, Joe.
The word is... Tequila.
Oh.
Don't say Tila.
Come on. No. You pause. There was something.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Next word.
No, because I was drinking margaritas this morning.
I thought, you know what I thought she was going to say? She was going to say Cuda pie.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Right, well, I wasn't.
Oh, you're thinking. All right, so what were you thinking?
This is my game.
What were you thinking?
How about go fuck yourself?
She sure did.
What did you think?
I was thinking about the margaritas I was drinking this morning.
Oh.
Kitchen.
So you failed at the game. You actually didn't even say a word. You were thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. The word. See, I'm getting fucked up. You gotta just give him.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready. I got a list of four.
You're giving me too much.
Four strong.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
All right.
Okay.
Quick.
Go.
Okay.
Rocket.
Science.
Wow. Nice. That was good. Seriously. Quick.
Kieran.
Who? No.
Oh, game's over.
Joe.
Blow job.
Nice.
You win.
You're hired.
He made me say that. He paid me.
No, I didn't.
Sunrise.
Sunfall.
Not even sunset. Jesus.
Sunfall word.
Can we isolate that? Can we make that up?
I like that word.
Is anybody from Tank TV watching this? God almighty. Scary. My
any
soldiers.
Other? Are we done?
Hold on.
Emo.
Phillips.
Bleeding heart liberal.
What?
Wow, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Where did that come from?
Intelligence just showed up.
Whoa, yeah. That came out of nowhere.
I am actually smart. I just
no, wait, hold on. How do you know Emo Phillips is associated with the political left-wing scene? You don't.
She takes a sip of vodka.
Because they cry a lot. All right, here we go. Stupid.
Joe.
You're fine. You fuck. Thank you.
All right.
I gave you the blowjob one before. You can't fire me.
Yes, I can.
I said the blowjob one, just in case anybody heard, I gave you the blowjob before.
All right, you're in.
Okay.
MTV.
Douchebags. Oh, did I say that? I didn't mean that.
The word is clueless.
Wow.
My favorite movie.
Can we do,
Can I say something? Can we cut this for a second?
Mm-hmm.
On the old company
writing?
I used to work for, we used to do, there was a girl called Lorraine, who is Rainy.
Right.
Who was our program director, who I'm very good friends with. And she used to do this thing called roll call, where she used to just name everybody in the chat room so that everybody knows that.
Right.
You know, we're paying attention. Can you do that so I can see from...
Can I say the name sexually?
You can do whatever. So I can see from Tank who's there and say hello.
Rock, can you do that?
I have no idea.
You just...
He's an emo Tony.
He's not even looking at the website. He's looking at porn.
Jeff from...
Omaha.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeff.
Kilo 69.
Kilo.
Are we really going to do this?
Roommage, yeah. Scotsman, Rubbish. The one guy, the ODB,
and then a whole bunch of
Ustreamers.
There's like 100 Ustreamers in there. And then in the other chat room, we had some other people too.
All right, thanks. Good job. All right, next.
Yeah.
Look
so
at
there you
Ustreamer.
Go.
Thank you. Can we continue the game?
Do you want to?
You just got to go, though. You can't give me time.
All right, we'll do quick hits with the...
Really, we have to do it quick.
All right, ready?
Go.
One, two, three. Here we go. Cunt.
Pink.
Nice.
Joe.
Vagina.
Blowjob.
Oh.
You owe me another 100.
Oh, yeah. Booger.
Pick.
Telegraph.
Benjamin Franklin. What?
I'm running out
Sex.
Of
Sex.
Now...
Wow. All right.
Naked.
Show's over.
Me.
Asshole.
Two girls, one cup.
I'm blinky. Nobody gets that but me, but that's okay. And a couple of people in the chat room.
Who the fuck is...
Forget it. No big deal.
This bit went nowhere.
Nowhere.
It was good, though.
Is it break time?
It was Can we talk about the high school thing you had going on during the break?
Oh, yeah. I was saying I'm like...
Vanessa's wearing these bracelets. She's wearing some, well, black bracelets. And it's kind of like those rubbery bracelets from, like, the 80s.
Blacelets. They're rubber-ally blacelets.
Right.
They're the ones you buy, like, you know, emo kids wear. I just have a thing. I always wear them. I recently found out that teenage kids, they were banned from their schools because the different colored bracelets mean different colored things.
Right.
So apparently black ones that I wear mean fuck, I don't know, fuck me bracelets or whatever. And if a guy or a girl rips one off of you and can manage to break one, it's a free ticket to whatever sexual color it is. So if Joe over here, which he's probably going to try, rips one of my black bracelets off, according to these teenagers, he has a free fuck me ticket. And then, oh God, oh, now I have to fuck you, because this is really real.
Damn it.
So I am wearing fuck me bracelets.
I love kids.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And you know
all
what
right.
The weird part is, though, they're like 12, 13-year-old kids fucking each other because of ripping bracelets off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No.
Did 13-year-old kids come?
They're maniacs.
Hey.
I always thought, like, my generation was the craziest generation.
They do. Why is it bothering you that I asked you that question?
Yes, absolutely.
Could you not come at
13? The first time I came was actually between a mattress and the board that it actually sat on. That was I had no idea what I was doing. I just knew that something was right.
Are you saying you fucked the mattress?
I fucked the mattress my first time.
Yeah, I've banged the pillow before.
What was the first time you came? Do you remember?
Yeah.
So?
I mean, I jacked my goons.
To where? Just sitting there?
Yeah, because I wanted to see if I'd actually come, and when I did, it was like a celebration.
Okay, see, this is my biggest question. I was trying to ask my friend's little brother this the other day.
That's wrong.
Who's like 12. And I'm like, what happens before you can actually come when, like, you're jerking off? Do you still orgasm and just air comes out?
Pee.
It goes
pee. Oh,
really?
Pee.
Yeah, because I've tried it. I remember those days.
What?
Wait, you don't come pee?
No, you don't. You just pee. It's like no, I'm telling you, pee.
I don't know.
It happened to me.
No. You have an orgasm, except you don't come.
That's the same thing as when girls come.
No, but is that what it is? That's what it's like.
It's pee.
You pee?
Girls, when the girls come and they squirt on you, that's not cum.
No, I'm talking about when you jerk off as a kid when you're 10.
I never did that.
And you can orgasm. What happens? What comes out of your vagina?
Well, you can orgasm, so you pee. I'm telling you.
True?
It happened. I don't know. I'm just going on based on my own experience.
No, I've never. This has never came out before.
I actually started jerking off when I was like 10. And I couldn't blow loads at that point.
So instead, you would orgasm and pee at the same time?
It wouldn't be a lot. It would just be like a squirt of, you know.
That's impossible. That's impossible, dude.
No, you came. You said no.
Well, it was very watery.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I didn't have the, like, sensation. It was just...
But you can still orgasm even if you can't come at that young age. This has really been bothering me on my mind.
You do... Yeah, you're right. You're actually... Now that I'm thinking about it, you actually You feel like... No, you can't get hard.
You can get hard, but you can't pee when you're hard.
You don't
infants
come.
Get fucking hard.
You're right. Now that I think about it, in retrospect, you feel like you're orgasming, but nothing really happens. On a couple occasions, I think I peed myself. That's my
that
official
might have been
statement.
The excitement and after
that
the
note,
orgasm that made
right
you
for
pee.
A break.
But I do remember the
and
one
on
time
that note.
I blew a load in my first. Oh, it was great.
Speaking of blowing loads,
bravo!
I have a question.
Oh boy,
this is serious.
Did you do my psychoanalysis?
No. This is for Vanessa. Right.
Vanessa, yeah, first.
Oh God.
As a guy, we discussed this before you came here.
I'm not a guy.
No, as men, we discussed this before you came here.
Oh,
there's
right.
something extremely, even though they're pathetically thin, there's something extremely sexual about the Olsen twins. What do you think of them as a bisexual woman?
I like them.
Are you sexually attracted to them?
Yeah, I'd fuck them.
Really?
One of them.
Which one?
I don't
which
know.
One? Which
I don't know the fucking difference, but one of them I think is really hot and the other one don't.
The non-anorexic one.
The heroin chic one?
I don't know. If you brought up a picture and I could point to one... Like, I'd be able to
Rock,
tell
bring
you.
Bring up a picture of the...
But I'm sort of into that, like...
Thin, skinny blonde.
Thin, I'm all fucked up, got a lot of baggage, I look like I'm on a bunch of drugs kind of look, and the blonde thing, I just... Like.
You know Porno Dan?
Oh, here we go. Rock's got a picture of the Olsen twins for you. Which one would you bang?
Let me see.
Ashley or Mary-Kate?
That's not a reason. The one on the left.
Now, Mary-Kate's on the right.
How do you tell?
Ashley's on the left.
I think it's the more skinny heroin looking one.
No. So you want Mary Kate?
No, I want the one on the left.
Every time
you
I see a picture, it's
Mary
different.
Kate.
I want Mary Kate.
You like Mary Kate? You like the skinny one?
The skinny blonde.
Do you know which one
They're
I like?
They're both skinny, but one's skinnier than the other.
Wait a minute. Who do you like?
Whatever, man. They look the same.
No.
Whoever has a nicer pussy.
Wow. All right.
Well, we're going to have to do some thorough investigation.
I think we do.
Bring me the pussy, and then I will pick.
I think
there you go.
Wow. Oh, my God. Do they have, like, twin pussies?
That's the picture.
Do twins have twin pussies?
This is the heroin chic one. That's got to be Ashley, right?
Don't all pussies look the same? I don't know.
She's the normal one, so that's got to be
one
on the
right. No, it's not the heroin chic one. It's the other one.
Which one is the normal one?
It's the one in the yellow dress.
I want the one in the white.
The white, yeah.
That's who I want.
Yellow. Am I colorblind?
She's got a nice rack.
That's
fucking hot, man.
I don't know which one that is.
Are they still in Manhattan?
I think that's Ashley. You're looking at
how
right
you
there.
Know?
We don't know the difference.
So then what's the point? You
it's
guys
like
don't
having
even
two
know.
Shih Tzus. How the fuck do you know the difference between the two of them?
I don't
understand.
Two Shih Tzus. All
you
right.
Look at their pussies, I guess.
I'm not comparing them to Shih Tzus. Work. I like them.
Kind of find another photo.
If for any goddamn reason in hell they would be listening to this show, guys, I want to fuck
Which one of the Olsen twins was involved in that whole Heath Ledger
that,
passing
look
away
at this.
Thing?
Look at
that
this photo shoot that they
that
did.
That was Mary-Kate.
Let me see.
And you're saying that Mary Kate was banging
the one on the bottom. I like the one that I guess
was banging
the
Ledger.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, something's going on there.
Heath Ledger died. Everybody,
film at 11.
Yeah, look at that.
He made
that
movie.
I was actually kind of sad. Yeah, the
gay movie.
I wish I knew how to quit you movie.
Yeah. Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, Brokeback Mountain.
What happened? Did anyone
Never
find out
it.
What happened?
OD'd.
He did OD'd?
He had like some like 5 or 6 different medications in him. Something like that.
Oh, God,
really?
I'm going
to
die.
Did you read this somewhere or are you just making shit up?
I'm kind of winging a little bit. No, actually, I heard
was it a suicide?
Passing by a television doing the news story.
Was it a suicide or just kind of he was like all happy in his
no,
bed
that
taking
was an,
all his
that was an overdose.
Let me get the news.
It was an overdose on prescription drugs?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was an overdose.
Has the autopsy come out?
I just did it.
Oh,
what?
Goodness.
I'm done.
And what'd you find?
He's dead.
Oh, good.
Well, the latest article on Heath Ledger passing away was that his body was still warm when paramedics showed up.
I like that.
that are saying that.
So they are saying
there was like a crucial 9 minutes there.
So I could have said that his cock up and fucked him at that point.
Yeah, and probably revived him.
I'm into that. Like
inconclusive.
What?
It appears.
Am I on mic right now?
Yes.
I'm reading that it appears that the toxicity.
Keep drinking.
Level.
You know what? I'm right there with you.
Was low enough.
I am right there with you.
Is low enough.
We don't know how to talk English.
May not have caused his death.
You know what? He wasn't going anywhere anyway.
He was doing good. He's 20 years old. He was in the Brokeback Mountain movie.
That was the end of his career.
I never saw it.
Oscar-nominated kid, right?
Got a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
Do you guys know what gay for pay is?
Yes. It's male dancers that are not gay. Excuse me. Let me explain my version of gay for pay.
Okay.
People that aren't gay that will do sexual favors for somebody that is gay to get paid.
Close, but yes.
When you're
in the adult industry and you supposedly quote unquote straight, you perform a sexual act on film to get paid. You're gay for pay.
Right.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, you did.
You just like to argue with me.
Sometimes. With drinks in, it's fun. Sexy.
We need more vodka. Go get some.
There you go.
Gay for pay?
Gay for pay, it's called. I don't agree with it. I'll walk out. Don't agree with this.
No, not agreeing with it. I've heard of that gay guys, or not gay guys, men in the porno industry.
They do.
Actually do gay films just to make money.
I know somebody that's gay for pay.
But I don't agree with it. You cannot suck a cock if you're straight. It's impossible.
Yeah, it is kind of fucked up.
Kira's willing to try, though.
What about you?
What about me?
I just said that on the radio show for whacking.
Wacky little whack. Oh, that's your cover up? Nice. Nice cover.
No, see, like, I don't believe in the gay for faith.
It works. Gay for faith?
Gay for faith.
That's a new religious thing.
Actually, out east, I just saw a gay church.
Mm. A gay church?
There's not a gay church.
There's no such thing.
Is there not a gay church, Peanut Gallery? There is.
There's a gay church?
Yeah.
Yes,
it's a Methodist church. They have a gay flag on the church.
That's impossible. Page one of the Bible is like,
maybe they
gay,
just like
gay.
Rainbows.
You're gay, you're gay.
Well, last week
God
we
doesn't love you if you're gay.
We wanted to start the religion for vagina.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Vagina religion?
That was actually one of my topics, Rock. Because
that could be a church.
Because,
it could be a church.
Look at that. Look at how I just like, you know, it's almost like I know what's on his
Wait screen. A minute. You guys skated
That's
out of this.
Scary.
Right? You guys said you wouldn't do it, but let me ask you a question.
Oh. Go ahead.
Question time.
Gay for pay? You can't be gay for pay.
$500,000.
$500,000.
Would you suck a cock?
$500,000.
Hold on. No. Yeah, seriously. Hold on. What do you suck? Yes.
Ask the fucking Lulu. He would.
It's depending how big it is.
It's a 6-inch white cock. Would
if
you
it's
suck
small
it for
and you know you're not gonna gag or anything, $500,000 you wouldn't do it. Bullshit.
No. Nope. Hell,
$1 million.
$1 million?
$1 million? Would you suck? You see, you just thought about it. You're gay.
Doesn't mean he's gay. It means he likes fucking money.
No. There's no money in the world that would make.
Would anyone have to know?
Yeah.
Oh, then fuck no.
Okay. How about nobody knew?
Nobody would ever know.
$1 million.
That's still tough. That's
aesthetically
tough. I got to live with that for the rest of my life. No one.
Whatever. And you're
cock.
Also living with all that fucking money. You can pay for.
Money comes and goes.
Pay for a psychologist and get the fuck over it.
Yes
Jesus
or no?
Christ.
Hold on.
It's different for you because you're bisexual. So it's like,
okay, what?
I got a question for the sucking dick question. Does the dude blow a load?
Yes.
In your mouth, guys.
Oh man!
Yes,
no
he
way.
Blows a load.
No.
I can't.
Okay,
even,
he doesn't blow a load.
What if he shot?
Oh, no. Hold on.
It's just the action of sucking the dick.
You have to suck a dick. Wow, you're gay.
You're gay.
I'm sitting with two gay guys.
All you gotta do is suck it, he'll side shoot. What if it was in a condom?
No time for a break. Yes or no? You suck in a dick?
Would
yes
you suck
no?
a dick in a condom for $5,000?
I didn't answer the question.
No, you didn't answer. You paused. And
five
that was
grand
more than
in
enough.
A condom.
That was more than
he won't
enough.
Answer. Just do this.
No.
Kira will do it for $250
and a pack
of skull.
Hold on, we already decided. Hold on, everybody stop. We already decided Kira would suck a dick for a million.
A school skull.
Would you do it for, what, a $500,000?
No.
Oh, no.
For a million you'd do it. Oh.
Three-quarters of a million?
Different.
$750,000.
I got good technique.
Can we play?
Mine is stepchildren.
All right, so you guys are sucking our cock.
I did not.
Wait. Lunatic Radio, different level.
Holy shit, I'm sucking Jamie Kennedy's cock and feeling his balls.
Vanessa's got
what
control of the soundboard.
There you go.
That is taken out of context.
Right. Where's the other one that's not taken out of context?
Wasn't I speaking to Jamie Kennedy at that point?
What happened?
No, I wasn't, right?
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
What is that? Oh, I was talking about. Somebody wants to go to break.
You're trying to get yourself out of it.
Bernard's actually a chick's name, believe it or not. Yeah. And the cock was really referring to the vagina.
No, you fucked up. That's okay, dude. It happens.
Would you? You wouldn't do it for any amount of money.
Not a 50 million in the world.
What about? A cock in my mouth. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Would you, this is kind of off topic, but if there was like a transgender, used to be a dude, now has a vagina, would you eat that pussy for half a mil?
No.
What?
Would you eat a pussy of a transgender, like they got a sex change?
Did I know that it was a guy?
Yes.
No.
But they have a pussy now.
No, it doesn't.
And you have half a mil in your pocket.
No, it doesn't. Listen to my... I'm a straight guy from Brooklyn.
You know what's tough talk right there.
The little guy in the boat, you know, like the clit, the little guy in the boat?
No, that would actually
be the head of the penis, what used to be the penis.
No.
I actually don't know, and I'm actually trying to think of an answer. I do not know. Because I'm trying to place myself in that position of $1 million.
But you know it's a dude.
Hold on.
You do know it's a
million.
Dude.
I'm really giving this some thought.
I want your honest answer. Go ahead.
$1 million next to me, and then there's a fucking guy with the six-inch hammer. On the other side. And I'm trying to think. I'm like, all right, in that situation, would I fucking blow the fucking...
If you see that fucking money piled up right there in front of you, you're going to say
You can set yourself up for the rest of your life with that cash right next to you. If you invest it right, whatever.
If you suck the cock.
As long as you're not enrich.
But you gotta live with that for the rest of your life knowing you suck the cock.
Yep.
But,
hey, wait a second. Hold on. You just said you'd do it for $1 million.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. Can we rewind here?
I did not say I'd do it for $1 million.
You want to do it for $1 million?
I asked if people would know, but then I thought about it. I still got to live with it.
Yeah, that's the first thing you said. Would people know?
Well, yeah, but I'm just trying to...
Who wants to eat my pussy for $5?
Right here.
Okay.
Sold. I'll give you my fucking blood.
Let me tell you something.
What's in there? I said $5, asshole.
After this conversation, everybody's doing it for free.
No, I never said I would suck a cock. Wait a minute. I got a problem with that. I was simply asking questions. At no point did I say, yes, I'm sucking cock.
No, you did. What you said was, the first thing... Hold on a second. The first thing you said was, is anybody watching? What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, I'm trying to set up the full scenario.
Rocket won't do anything without an audience.
I do. I mean, my fans.
That's like saying, like, all right, would you guys eat some bitch out if she was like 500 pounds and you had to pull up a fat to eat her pussy?
Absolutely.
For free?
It's like earmuffs.
For free, no. How much would you need?
What do you got on the table?
$500.
No.
Eat that fat bitch's pussy.
No. Oh, $500, I'd do it.
No, you wouldn't.
What was that thing online? Remember they poured flour? Remember they poured flour all over the really fat girl to find her pussy?
Yes. I know what you're talking about, yes.
Why do we know about that, and where have we seen it?
You're a sick fuck. I don't know what you're talking
about. You're a sick fuck.
I tell you what, I'd bang a fucking chicken for $1 million.
A chicken?
Chicken, why not?
Oprah Winfrey?
Doesn't mean I'm gay.
Wait a minute, fuck you to the listener who's like, Rocket will suck the cock if you take him to the vineyard. That's fucking good.
A night of drinks.
He just told us that he would literally suck a real cock's... Well, would you suck a cock's cock, or you just want to fuck him?
I said I'd fuck
a
chicken.
Wait a minute, time out.
The rooster, the chicken, the same shit.
Are you sucking a cock for $1 million?
No. See, no pause. I didn't pause. Sorry, nice
two
try.
Two mil.
No, you can say 150 million.
Bullshit.
Not happening.
Bullshit.
150 million, dude?
No.
Well, come on. I wouldn't, though. I can't.
You put it here, right here, in cash and single, so I could go to the strip club? No.
Ooh, do 150
million? I'm doing everything.
Can we go to a strip club before? Shit.
Money doesn't mean that
much.
Hey, wait a minute. Kieran, someone in the chat room said that they'll suck your dick for free.
I don't believe
that. Must be some nice guy there.
Listen, put on a wig, close your eyes.
Send me your contact info.
But you know what? That brings up a good question. What about, Kieran, would you let a guy suck your dick for $1 million?
Oh.
Now, here's a scenario.
That's different.
Whoa.
From my experience,
I don't want no dude violating my hammer.
But you'd violate some guy's hammer?
It ain't mine.
Here's the problem.
All the male dancers that I know.
Wait. I got a loophole in Joe's question.
Ooh.
I can blow that guy, but then I can cut his dick off right after I'm done.
Yeah, and you want to live with that. So
that would
not
make you feel
only
better.
Did you suck a dick, but then you also fucking dismembered him. Yeah, that's a good thing to live with the rest of your life.
I'll smash his hammer with a brick.
Oh, that's just love, then.
Good job. I have no idea.
That's just you being cuddly.
She broke something.
Obviously. I gotta fix Vanessa's stuff.
So the bottom line is, both of you guys would suck a dick for over $1 million.
No, I never said I would.
No, you really did.
Out of all the male dancers I know that consider themselves gay for pay, they will not suck a dick. They will not fuck a dick.
Let me tell you something. If you're a male dancer, you're gay.
They'll be gay for pay, and they will let guys suck their dick for money.
They're gay.
The gay, you gay?
The gay.
The gay, the gay?
Gay.
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 Trust me.
They move to the city, they become dancers, and now they're gay.
Gay.
Well, I was going to get into this whole hackers posted a YouTube video declaring war on Scientology, but...
No, this is more, this is better.
Does anyone fucking realize Scientology was written by a fiction writer?
This is true.
I think we all realize that. That's why it's so...
Ron Hubbard?
Yeah.
But we all have not realized that because there are all these people...
No, everybody has but Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So it's just him by himself in this church?
No, there's a whole bunch of rich people that are just a little kooky.
What is going on there? What is going on in their head? Did you just switch vodka glasses with me?
I don't know. Let me play this audio of these hackers who posted on YouTube saying, declaring war on the Scientology religion. Let's take a listen to this.
...of Scientology. We are anonymous. Over the years, we have been watching you, your campaigns of misinformation, your suppression of dissent, your litigious nature. All of these things have caught our eye. With the leakage of your latest propaganda video into mainstream circulation, the extent of your malign influence over those who have come to trust you as leaders has been made clear to us. Anonymous has therefore decided that your organization should be destroyed. For the good of your followers, for the good of mankind and for our own enjoyment, we shall proceed to expel you from the internet and systematically dismantle the Church of Scientology in its present form. We recognize you as serious opponents, and do not expect our campaign to be completed in a short time frame. However, you will not prevail forever against the angry masses of the body politic. Your choice of methods, your hypocrisy and the general artlessness of your organization have sounded its death knell. You have nowhere to hide, because we are everywhere. You will find no recourse in attack, because for each of us that falls, 10 more will take his place. We are cognizant of the many who may decry our methods as parallel to those of the Church of Scientology. Those who espouse the obvious truth that your organization will use the actions of Anonymous as an example of the persecution of which you have for so long warned your followers. This is acceptable to Anonymous. In fact, it is encouraged. We are your SPs. Over time, as we begin to merge our pulse with that of your church, the suppression of your followers will become increasingly difficult to maintain. Believers will become aware that salvation needn't come at the expense of their livelihood. They will become aware that the stress and the frustration that they feel is not due to us, but a source much closer to them. Yes, we are SPs, but the sum of suppression we could ever muster is eclipsed by that of your own RTC. Knowledge is free. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
So there you go, everybody. Weird. Hackers declaring war on Scientology.
Fantastic. Bunch of faggots.
Who? The hackers or Scientologists?
Both, actually, yeah. It's a war of faggots.
Yeah, so we don't know. Whatever, man. No one likes the Scientology.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, guys, how's the show?
At least these people believe in something.
Shit. Did you hear that whole conversation we were just having?
No, I just I muted you.
Oh, we're talking about Tylenol PM.
No.
You know what? No, we weren't.
Do you want me to tell him? I'll tell you.
No, yeah, it's actually interesting.
Go ahead.
Somebody told me that if you get really fucked up, you're supposed to. And I didn't do it because I was really fucked up, but I wasn't stupid. That if you get really fucked up, you're supposed
to crack...
At
that moment, you weren't stupid for once?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to crack up Tylenol PM
and
then snort it, and it sobers you up. But somebody told me that he's a drug dealer, and I was like, I'm not listening to you.
I wouldn't take advice from
that
guy.
I'm like, yeah.
He's not a pharmacist.
You'll be fine while you're sleeping and dead.
I didn't believe him.
Doesn't sound like... sounds like you end up like Heath
Ledger.
That's
the same advice he gave Heath Ledger, exactly.
Like somebody who's really fucked up and just needs to sober up, who's been drinking all day, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, because it knocks you the fuck out. It doesn't make you sober.
I didn't believe him.
Get some fucking blow.
I just threw up.
Didn't you find it kind of weird, though, when they dragged out Heath Ledger's body from his apartment? How many freaking cameras are around there?
Well, of course.
There?
No, it's huge news, dude.
To say it like they dragged him out, like, oh, come on, Heath.
They did.
But, like, you know, the body bag, it was odd, you know?
Well, like, I'm sure the paparazzi has, like, scanners and all that, and I'm sure they're aware of his address, so when they heard that, you know?
Well, it's just odd, you know? Usually when somebody dies, that's what happens. They put the body in a body bag and they throw it in the back of the gurney thing, whatever it is.
That's how it works.
The ambulance there. And, you know, no one's around to take pictures. They're just like, they usually, if they see it, the passerby is just like, oh, my God.
A moment of silence for Heath Ledger here.
That was it.
And when they dragged out his body in the body bag, it was like everybody's taking snapping shots. And
what are you trying to say? Like, there might have been something sketchy about it?
No, it was just odd. It was just odd to see.
It's a weird... weird moment seeing all that.
Welcome what if you like his sister? Or...
Never mind him being him. It's just weird to for anyone to be taking pictures of all of that.
Like a dead body.
Well, I don't think Johnny anybody's going to have paparazzi flashing bulbs with his body bag being dragged out.
That's true.
Ben, I'm not saying that. I'm
but
just
Heath
saying
it's kind of big. And I'm sure, you know, like I said, I bet
so
you they
take
will have
pictures of his dead body. I guess people want to see it. I don't know.
You know what? I actually love. I love hearing.
Dead people.
It's like exciting to me when somebody really famous passes away.
Is it
and I wish all these people well in a long-lasting life.
Hold on.
But when you die and you're a celebrity, it's kind of exciting for me, Mr. Joe Nobody.
Are you part of the From the Ville Death Pool?
What the fuck?
What's that?
Are you part of the From the Ville Death Pool?
No.
That is a sick game that I'm part of.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. I put out a press release today. That thing is rigged. Because Martin already in January has two people.
Who's Martin?
Martin and Steele from the Ville.
Oh, really?
And he's got two people. He had Plachette, Joanne Plachette.
Oh, he picked these people to die.
And Bobby
the Martin
Fisher.
Steele Show radio
out of
program.
Nowhere.
Wow.
So he's got 66 points already, and I'm in this, and I'm getting killed.
How do I get in this?
Well, tell Martin and Steele my vote is for Britney Spears. She's on the
death. I got Britney Spears.
Oh, she's dead. Nah, she's going to kill herself.
She's in the porno
She
pool.
Is going to kill herself.
Yeah. She's going to do some dead. Smut before
no
he
No way.
Dies.
She's going to kill herself.
Can I give a plug real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
From the Ville is on every Saturday night at 5, I'm sorry, at 8:30 Pacific time on Tank TV.
What's Pacific time?
That's a West Coast
Whoa,
time.
What
Good
was...
Job.
Wait, what?
West Coast.
I said, what's Pacific time?
3 hours behind.
They got a great show. They did it last night again, 2 weeks in a row. And
would
those guys
we be considered Eastern time?
We
or,
are Eastern.
No, no. In my navigator, it says, are you U.S. Eastern time?
You
or
have a spaceship?
You...
She does.
Yes. And it says U.S. Eastern.
Go ahead.
Or it says U.S. Atlantic.
You're Eastern.
Atlantic is, I think it's parts of Canada and Nova Scotia. So we're Eastern.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah.
There is an Atlantic, but
there is?
Yeah. That's why I was driving around for like 8 hours, I guess, before I got here.
Did you hit a...
Where's the ocean?
Ottawa?
Where's
I'm
this
in the
Atlantic
ocean.
Place?
I'm headed towards Montreal.
I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'm in Canada.
Joe, someone's correcting you, saying 8:30 Eastern time. Whatever.
Yeah. That is what it is.
Loser.
That's what I said, I thought. That's what I said. I thought.
Like smarty pants.
Holy shit.
Who is that smarty pants motherfucker?
This is a little email. Bottle of vodka. This is my $1 million cock.
I'll give a nice plug.
Right
Martin Steele. Rock and I met Martin Steele out in California.
Yeah, that's how we actually met, got connected with Joe. Through them.
Yes. And they're good guys, man. They do a show out of Detroit, right?
Michigan.
Michigan. Same thing.
Isn't it Detroit, somewhere. Michigan?
Somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't know where in Michigan.
The whole state.
But they do a great job for Tank TV and radio, and they have that show every Saturday night on Tank TV, and then it airs on Tank Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I don't know the times because I'm a little drunk right now, but they do a great job.
So when I make my profile on Tank tonight, are people going to go look at it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you just talk like that for the rest of the show?
Definitely, baby.
Everybody, this is sick. Everybody, welcome Vanessa.
Hey, guys. Tonight on Tank TV.
Coming to the stage, everybody, the lovely Vanessa.
Good evening.
Sultry Vanessa.
Oh, guys, when I made my Tank TV profile, I want everybody to check it out. Right, Miss?
Right there. Welcome to Tank.
That was an explosion.
We'll take a break. Come back. More lunaticradio.com. Show after this.
Hey, this is Vanessa from A Shot at Love. I'm not leaving. Deal on me for you. And you're listening to lunaticradio.com. Rocket is gay.
All right, so on the Shot of Love show, when you get eliminated, you have to leave the house.
Right.
Vanessa really didn't feel like leaving the house at that moment, I guess.
No.
You did like some sort of thing. Here's the audio.
Yo, F them. Nobody knows who I'm here for. It's for you. Ask them. They know all know she's hiding something.
Now you're claiming that everybody...
everybody else, all the other contestants, are there for like the glamour or something of it, and you're there for Tila?
No, I was saying that all of the
what were you claiming in that clip?
I was trying to say that all of the other contestants knew right before that elimination. We were actually all talking about it off camera that mm-hmm. Brandy was hiding something. We weren't sure what, besides the fact that I knew that she had told me, like, you know, I'm not really gay, even though I'm pretending to be a lesbian. I'm mm-hmm. doing the same thing Teal is doing. I don't know if I want a girl or a guy, this and that. But I was just trying to basically say, like, everybody knows that Brandy's here for the wrong reason. I don't know why they're here. Mm-hmm. And pick anybody but Brandy, because Brandy's not the one for you. You know, basically, it was just, I didn't want her to pick Brandy. I didn't care who else she picked.
All right, here we go.
Don't believe her lies. She's a artist.
No, this is... As you're leaving...
Vicky? I'm not leaving, Tila. I'm here for you.
And at this point, you just lay on the carpet in front of the door.
This was my dramatic fall down.
And scene.
And Vicky can sing.
And scene. Cut to a promo of TRL.
You know what's funny, actually? You know what? Everybody, you know, like my fans are like, I cried for you when you fell dramatically on the carpet like that. You were so sad. And I'm thinking in my head, I wasn't crying at that point. I couldn't breathe because mm-hmm. I just had attacked like a lunatic upstairs. And they made it seem like I was just so dramatic and so upset, and that was my upset dramatic fall, when really I just fell because I was like, I smoked too much and I can't I can't even make it out of the car.
2 minutes, hold
on. That's exactly what I was doing.
Let's take five.
But it looked good. I'm a good like faller.
That'd be great if you left, like on your way down the stairs, like, oh, wait guys, I gotta take a shit first. just went to the bathroom.
Well, no, that happened, and once I got in the van, they locked me in. I'm like, I gotta piss.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
All this talk makes me think of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, your ex-girlfriend was like queen.
She was definitely a...
A princess?
More like a mallet on my balls.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace, so if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out. Become our friends and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/lunaticradio.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Yeah, everybody. Richard Patrick, Filter, new album coming out. Anthems for the Damned in April.
Can't wait.
Kia Rock in studio. Vanessa from the Shot of Love show, Teal Tequila, chilling out with us. Joe from it, TANCTV.com, Tank Radio.
The Love. Tank.
The Tank.
But not a K, a C. Just saying.
Word them up, everybody. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, you know it. 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-566. Fucking Oscar nominations came out this week. I don't know if anybody's excited about the Oscars. Writer strike still going on, right, Rock?
It's stupid. Although, I was thinking about it because they're having the Writers Guild Awards.
Yeah.
So I think those will actually go on because it's actors giving actors awards, so the writers don't have anything to do with it.
Right.
So I'm sure that award ceremony will be normal, quote unquote, you know?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I understand.
You know, just a little fun fact. A
lot of bad movies. Not going to be a good Oscar show this year. There's no, like, big Titanic this year.
Oh, really?
There's no Goodfellas.
You missed Leo DiCaprio. That's right. What you're saying. You missed Leo from this year's movie.
I saw that Blood Diamond movie.
Hey, look at that little fun. Vanessa showing a little tongue.
You like that movie, Blood Diamonds?
Yeah, it was good. I learned a lot. I won't buy diamonds anymore.
Bitch.
Were you just naked?
No.
No, I can't. I couldn't get my pants up. I was showing you guys.
There you go. Let's see.
No, they're up now.
Yeah. You got tight freaking pants on.
They go over the ass. It's okay.
Vanessa's trying to buckle herself.
I can't buckle.
Yeah, so I guess the Oscars are going to suck. I watched that No Country for Old Men movie, which got 6 nominations this year, and that movie actually sucked ass. No Country for Old Men, Rock.
Country?
No Country
like
for Old Men.
Sounds like a movie to me.
Yeah, it was not good.
We're joined by somebody else, aren't we?
Yes. Who are we joined by?
Me, motherfuckers. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Alyssa.
Who is that girl?
Alyssa's joining us. Are you friends with Vanessa?
Yes.
You get on it. Just get. You get on it. Sorry, the mic won't bite. Joe, help her out. Come on.
Sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
Intern.
How long have you known Vanessa?
I kidnapped her. We've known each other about how many years?
It's memorable years.
She's like, 2 months.
No. Yesterday.
Like 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years.
Nice.
Can I smoke in here?
No.
No.
Shit.
Relax. Nicotine. Do dip with Kieran.
No.
Be cute. What, you don't share your dip?
No.
Really?
No.
Are you serious? Like if someone said, yo, can I get some?
I would definitely puke if I did dip.
She would puke, dude. It's a lot stronger.
I don't know,
than
but
cigarettes.
I'm just saying, if someone said, yo, can I get a little taste?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, no. Get
so you've known Vanessa for 2 years?
Like, no, not unless you suck my dick for $1,000.
She always been crazy?
Yeah.
You always been crazy, Vanessa?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I'll tell you a good story here.
A story?
All right, good. We'll all settle
people
in.
People always
get your
say,
roasted marshmallows.
Everybody sit down.
Vanessa's got to tell a story.
I'm going to tell one of those Vanessa stories with no ending or
wow,
point.
Wow, she got shorter. Hold on. Here we go.
Everyone's always like, yeah, you know, people always like try to be like, yeah, I'm a badass. I'm a party animal. I could drink. I could do this. I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then people meet me, and when they date me, they're actually like, so your mom like wasn't kidding when they said run far and wide as fast as you can. And they're like, and you weren't kidding that you really are an alcoholic because you can drink 18 glasses of vodka and still be standing fine. Like, I'm a party animal. I'm a crazy bitch. And
just,
you know what? I am a bitch. What was I saying before, Alyssa? I was like, I'm a bitch and I'm a lunatic. And that's
nice.
How I proceed to act. And I can because that's it. I don't care. I don't care what everyone has to say. See,
all right.
That's it. And I licked the microphone. Like, see, I but like I can be very sexy too.
Well, don't do that. Don't lick the microphone.
No,
again.
I didn't lick it. I went to lick it, and then I heard like snapping.
Yeah.
From that end.
Electric shock.
So, how'd you guys meet? Are you guys like something going on or what?
There is.
This is actually one of my ex-girlfriends.
Really, ex? So, who broke up with who?
Alyssa, you want
to? Did you dump her?
My heart.
I broke her heart.
You broke her heart?
Bullshit. You won't be here.
We're really good friends. Though.
We're good friends. I broke her heart, but we're good friends.
Friends with benefits?
No.
No
she,
benefits?
No, she has a girlfriend now.
Who's this other girl? Things are here.
Who's this other girl?
I don't know if people can
her
hear me.
Her name is Amanda.
She's in love.
You're in love? Good.
Oh, God, I hope she doesn't hear this show.
You're not in love?
Yes, I'm in love.
Just
I'm
say
love.
You're in love.
I'm in love. I am in
just
love.
Pretend you're, like the Teela show, goddammit.
You're not in court here. You can just tell me to go fuck myself, and I'll go fuck myself. I love doing it. So.
Or you can pay a guy to fuck you.
You're in love? I'm in love.
You're in love.
What's her name? Amanda. Amanda.
Wow.
Amanda Hogginkin.
So Amanda's obsessed with me. She loves me.
How long ago was your relationship, Vanessa's? With Vanessa?
We broke up...
last week?
We broke up right before I went on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got back, we got back together for about a month. And then I broke her heart and we broke up.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Actually, that's wrong. We broke up and I broke her heart.
That happens.
And then you got back together, though.
No.
You didn't?
After that, it was done. Yeah, we're just friends now.
No, you're not.
Her girlfriend's a lunatic. She doesn't like lunatic radio. Maybe we need to have her on here.
No.
She's a crazy bitch. No, her girlfriend's actually really obsessed with me.
Uh-huh.
She likes to mention my name more than anybody else's name, including Alyssa's.
We think my girlfriend's in love with Vanessa.
She likes to talk about me a lot.
How do you feel about that?
Did you knock her out? You should knock her out for having those thoughts. It's fucked up.
She's not really gay. She said her.
She's,
what?
She doesn't need a pussy.
What?
Yeah, it's a terrible disaster. I told her she needs a new girlfriend. I actually put on my MySpace page because I got like a lot of fans and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I left her actual real cell phone number under a picture of her saying, my ex-girlfriend needs a new girlfriend. Call her cell phone.
Wow, look at you. Oh, you're just like,
I'm
just
trying to hook
out.
A bitch up.
Can I ask this? Is Vanessa good in bed?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Tell them what you say.
Wait a minute.
I'm the best she's ever fucking had. Is that not right?
Is she crazy? Is she freaky? Does she scream a lot? You seem like a screamer.
I'm a freaky bitch.
It gets freaky. It's freaky. It's very freaky. Sex.
Last time she was on the show, she said she didn't like to be dominant in bed. She liked to be dominated.
Yeah, but some...
Not with me.
Not lately. Not with her.
What do you mean, not lately? I thought you broke up.
No, I didn't mean not with her. I meant not with her. Not with her. It started that I was the dominated.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, for some reason, I became the dominant chick in the relationship.
Because you used to take advantage of me when I got drunk.
Oh. Mm. She loved it, though. She loved every second of it. She wouldn't have kept coming back.
There's something more here. We're missing something.
Yeah.
We're definitely missing something. There's an awkward...
I wear the pants in the relationship. Uh-huh. She used to wear the pants in bed, but then that somehow turned around and I started wearing the pants in bed in the relationship.
Wait, so when we talk about the
she
pants...
She likes when I lick her pussy, people.
The pants in bed means dildo lawyer in the strap-on? Is that what that means?
No, I mean, we did have toys. We played around a lot of toys. A whole draw filled with toys.
Like G.I. Joe with Kung Fu?
Yes, exactly. Guns and handcuffs. We actually have a sheet.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry to interrupt. Let me explain something. That moment right there, radio history, magic, perfection. Right there. You were gold, sir.
You streamer Vanessa would totally be the guy in a relationship.
What's up?
That's what somebody said in the chat room.
Vanessa would totally
be the guy.
You would be the guy.
I am the guy in every relationship.
Because you're like dominant?
Yeah. When it comes to bed, I'm usually like the more girl. Like I'm the dominated. You know, I'm the sadomasochist. But for some reason in our relationship, kind of things just turned around because I eat such good pussy that she just kept wanting it. So I was fucking her.
Karen just like, as soon as he said, like, I like her.
In my head, I was like, man, I wish I had a pussy.
I do. You're missing out. Alyssa, tell him how he's missing out on the pussy.
Well, you would suck dick for a million.
All right, Joe,
everything's
relax.
Falling into place. So you guys would do the, I don't want to get too personal, but so you guys would do like the scissor? Because you were talking about that before. So I got to ask.
What do you guys do, scissor? You scissor? I don't understand this lesbian shit.
Let me explain
which
something.
One of you guys strapped on the old fucking hammer?
She's the strap on.
The old hammer.
I don't strap on. I do not strap on. If anyone was going to get fucked by a strap on, she would wear the strap on. I would get fucked.
Wow.
You guys are missing something here.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely something going on. I have a
vibe.
You, there is a vibe going on.
We're good friends.
I'm sitting between the two of them.
Mm.
There is something going on right now. These two are lying to you guys.
The only thing going on is that Joe keeps trying to slip his hand in her pussy over there.
No, I know for a fact there is something going on right now. You guys are bullshitting everybody. There is something. I don't give a shit if you have a
girlfriend. Why would I be bullshitting? If I was fucking her, I would be like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking her.
She's got. You have a girlfriend.
So what do I fucking give a shit?
No. Don't talk. You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. How long you been with her?
There's something wrong with that mic. Hold on.
You need an Omni, is that what it's called?
Go ahead.
Omnidirectional.
It's fine now.
Omnidirectional.
How long you been with her?
About 5 months.
5 months. Have you been with her since then?
No.
You're lying. You just lied to me. Thank you. You lied.
You're not a very good liar.
You're a horrible liar. So you've been with her?
No.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking her.
But you want to be.
No. She says she has been.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been with us?
I never said that.
Yes,
you did. Said that.
You blinked, you closed your eyes, and you put your head down. You lied. Have you been with her since you've been with you? You're lying right now. Don't lie. See, you're looking right at me. I know you have. Thank you. So I know something's going on right now. You both are full of shit.
Wow.
End of conversation. Don't fuck with me. I'm an ex-cop.
Listen to him.
He's an ex-cop. How old are you?
Exactly.
What happened? You got fired?
65.
I got fired.
He's 65.
What
Joe.
Happened? Why'd you get fired?
I refused to sign something.
Joe.
The God's honest truth. I refuse to sign something. I don't give a fuck. I'll tell everybody.
See, there's something weird
stuff.
Going on here. I don't know.
I feel it.
The 100 conversations
feel it.
Going on.
Do you feel it?
So Vanessa,
us and I feel it. Listen, I'm going to lay it out right now.
How deep was the relationship? Was it a long-term relationship?
I got in her pretty deep. I never could really get my fists in her. But... Oh, was that not the question?
How long? Was it like
emotional
ties?
We had a very emotional, serious, deep
relationship. It wasn't like you just banged her out. It's like, bang this broad.
No, that's what I use the other chicks for.
Dude.
So you like him.
So it was like some sort of romance going on.
Oh, yeah, we loved each other. I love her as a friend, you know. That love never goes away once you love somebody.
Is she the one you wish you could have back? Vice versa. Both ways. It goes two ways.
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Aww.
I feel bad. I caught you.
You know what you should do?
Yeah, way to go, Joe.
You know what you should do? Stand on a front lawn and hold up a boombox. I tried it once.
The last time she tried that, I gave her a restraining order, actually.
Yeah. Well, I almost got one of those, too.
I'm not kidding.
All right.
Now she has, like, community service and stuff to do.
Thank you.
Well, when you break up with your girlfriend, I'll eat your pussy again. You'll forget all about it.
See, you just... There's something going on here.
All right, so when she breaks up, I'm not a cheater. She's not a cheater as far as I know. Hopefully she's not.
I don't cheat.
What do you mean as far as you know?
As far as I know, she could have cheated on me. She could be cheating on her.
You love this other girl, though. How old, who's this other girl?
I could tell she loves her. She does love
her. She's as pretty as Vanessa?
She shakes her head and then she's like, oh, hold on, let me talk in the microphone.
Just say no comment if you don't want to comment.
They're totally different people. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Amanda's fat and big.
She's
and,
not fat.
Oh! Vanessa's going to throw it out!
I will throw a bitch down.
I think Vanessa wants. You want.
Actually, I was thinking about fucking Amanda.
Who's Amanda?
Hello? Her girlfriend. Kidding. Look at her. Look at her face. She's like, what? I didn't know about that. No.
Wait a minute. There's something.
Oh, Postal had a great idea in the chat room.
Yeah.
They should just get on the couch and make out.
You guys want to do that? We'll just watch.
We haven't watched in a long time. And now is not about the time to start, especially now that she got a girl. I got to respect that. I got to respect her. I don't respect her girl, but I respect her enough that I don't want her getting all, you know.
In trouble?
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on here that you guys.
My nose is running.
Well, this show is going to get. She hears it anyway.
Oh, she's not going to hear it. Nobody listens to this fucking show.
Actually, you have no idea.
Actually, you tell them the truth.
I'm just kidding.
That's all right. Knows too much information. No,
that's cool. All right, I just thought we open up that can. No big deal. We can close it.
Oh.
How about those Oscars, Rob?
You're getting hotter than
me. How about those Jets?
How about that fucking ball on the greens up there that nobody cares about?
Tiger Woods.
How many girlfriends have you had, Vanessa?
Serious girlfriends or one?
Oh, girls you just banged out. Let's put it that way.
Maybe six.
How many guys?
Like 150. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a lot, though.
That's how I go to sleep at night. When I, like, instead of counting sheep, I try to like name all the guys I fucked, and I can't remember.
Don't look like a whore. How many girls have you been with?
No, I've been, girl-wise, I've been with about six girls.
How many guys?
Guy-wise, I've been with about 24.
All right, so, you know, 30 people you've been with.
Yeah.
24. I've been with about 24.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm in an awkward situation
right now.
I'm
honest here, you know? I don't think that's horrid.
How are you in an awkward situation?
No, because I created this whole thing, and I feel the tension.
Way to go. Way to go, Joe.
I don't feel awkward at all.
Please, I'm about to have two lesbians stab me.
I wouldn't do
that. Would make for good radio.
I don't feel awkward. I'm being very honest
Can we get that on YouTube?
No.
No. Damn it.
You feel awkward.
Break.com?
My nose won't stop running.
That's gay.
I'm sorry.
She likes to wipe boogers on people.
I wipe boogers on people all the time.
She'll snot you real quick.
Go ahead. Right.
Is that love?
Tell them how crude I am.
This is nasty.
There's definitely something going on here.
Told you. I felt it.
These broods.
So you think like they still have a little...
There's something going on.
We got nothing going on right now.
Way to go, psych.
Once I'm back.
All right. There's something going on.
We could skip this subject. No big deal.
How about Alyssa just shows us our tits?
They would suck dick.
Take out your tits.
No big deal.
Take out your tits, bitch.
There's something.
Come on, you got some big titties. Take them out.
Yeah, just try not to move it, actually.
I haven't seen them in a while. I'd like to see some.
You want to take out your tits?
Take out your tits.
All right.
Just take out your fucking... Take out one tit. I'll take out my tits.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to do a Super Bowl bet with Vanessa.
Let's do it. I know nothing about football.
Would you stop with the short name?
Sorry, Vanessa.
How about Vess? Listen, all my girls call me Vess.
Vess?
Yeah, look, on my phone I have Vess.
Okay, I'll have Vess.
Or Sexy Vessie, whichever you prefer.
No, Vess.
I will neglect.
Look, Vess.
What?
Look,
you'll Vess. Neglect?
Yeah.
All right.
To say Sexy Vessie.
What's the bet?
Super Bowl bet.
Let's do it.
Shoot.
Now we got to think of terms here. Super Bowl bet.
If the Giants win, Vanessa gets naked. If the Giants lose Vanessa gets naked. Can I do my own?
God
damn it! I took his other bit. You took this one. Now he has nothing to talk about. You can go to bed.
Go to bed. You coming?
All right. Let's do a bet with Vanessa.
Let's do it.
I'll let you pick the team. All right.
What are the teams? What are my options?
Patriots and the Giants.
I thought the Patriots were gay.
I say, let's with the conditions. The loser. Now, I guess the bet would have to be with either. It would have to be between you
and you.
Me and Rocket on one side, you on the other.
Wait, it's you two versus me?
Yeah.
I want in.
Joe, what about Joe? He's lonely.
You want in?
It'll be me and Joe versus. Oh, no.
I don't know what the bet is.
It's going to be weird when they want me to take out my vagina. You
Did
don't
you
have
just
one.
Grab my nipple?
Yes.
That felt good. Did I? Yeah,
my
vagina.
She's reading my mind.
Nobody ever goes. You know,
I never heard
like,
that term, take out my vagina.
No, because I think it's funny. People are always like, take out your tits. No one ever's like, take out your ass or take out your vagina.
Take out your ass.
True.
I do it right now.
Okay. Take out your vagina.
Shut
take out your vagina.
Off.
Alyssa.
All right,
I'm done. Give Alyssa your mic.
Now he's talking about his ass.
Alyssa's back here. Joe's banned. He just, go ahead. What's the bet here?
Yeah.
Alyssa has to help me out, though, because she knows sports and I don't.
Oh, Alyssa knows sports.
All right, hold on. If Kieran and Rocket lose, they kiss. If Vanessa loses, she gets naked on the show.
What's naked? In like a G-string?
And wait, I'm sorry, but Rich Mahogany suggested that. So Rich, what the hell is that
that's
about?
From, that's,
wait, what's,
that's not
wait,
me.
What is the fucking bet?
I say if you... if
I understand
if either one of us lose.
Oh wait, lose to what though? What are
the
we
bet.
Betting
you pick a team. If you pick a team in the Super Bowl.
Who is gonna win?
Right.
Okay, Giants.
The Giants. So you're taking the Giants to win. If they lose you have to
You're just saying
it's gotta be like a you have to dance for us. And if we lose we'll
in
dance
like
for you.
Gear?
No,
whatever,
no.
Whatever you want.
Wait, okay.
I don't want
listen,
to do that.
I'll tell you what. This is. I will go along with this.
Okay.
If whatever
want
the bet is,
people.
Which I'm not, I'm still not sure what the bet is. But if I win,
we have to win. That's
you
all.
Guys have to both get in like girl stripper garb and high heels and dance for me.
What?
And each other.
I go with that.
If I lose,
shut up, Joel.
What if we just have like boxers or something?
If I lose. Uh-huh. I will do a strip tease here in the studio for
I
you.
Go with that, too.
I'm taking that bet.
No, you got to do it. I ain't doing no dancing and no garb.
I'll lap dance you.
I get to pick your outfits.
What?
There you go. I'm
That's
in.
Even worse.
I'll do it.
You can pick my outfit, and
dude,
I will pick
she picked
yours.
The Giants.
I'm hoping the Giants will win.
Fuck that.
And if they win, you lose.
Right. Oh, man.
Wait, he just said he hoped the Giants lose.
No,
and
I
then,
didn't say
yeah,
that.
Did.
No, if they lose, that
what
means...
is with you going back on your words?
No, yeah. Because it's not
what... Why don't you think before you talk?
I can't do that. That's impossible.
Rocket,
Jesus Christ.
Rocket, be a man.
Wait.
Take the bet.
Be a man and dress like a woman when you lose.
No, we're not doing that.
Take the bet.
You agree.
You already
agreed
don't
to
be
it.
A pussy. You're in front of all these
I'm
listeners.
I'm not dancing.
Handshake.
Listen, I want these
handshake.
Listeners...
Handshake.
You're an asshole.
Boom. It's shaking. Done. You're in now.
You see what I all did? Right.
You're a...
I have the Patriots.
You're a cunt.
I have the Patriots. You have the Giants.
Wait a minute. What does she have to do with
the
Giants? I'll lay up the bet for everybody. If the Giants win the Super Bowl, that means I have to dance a sexy dance
in
for...
In an outfit of my choice.
In an outfit of Vanessa's choice for Vanessa.
Okay. And, if
and
New England.
With him dressed the same way.
With Rocket dressed the same way.
And you also have to dance with each other. Like, I'm getting a... Like, when you go to the strip club and you get, like, a double dance for one.
Right.
And if New England wins.
If New England wins.
New England?
New England.
New England.
Wait, fuck you. You're from the same place.
Is that who won the Super Bowl last time? when I did the Maxim thing?
I don't know.
I'll hug you later.
Thank you.
Feel better.
I will.
Oh, shit. My fuck.
If the Patriots win, Vanessa has to dance for us live here in studio.
I win either way.
Both actually live here in studio.
Two separate lap dancers or like
that's,
same time?
No. Joe
no.
cannot be
no.
here.
Bullshit.
Joe's not
and Joe can't
be
no here, otherwise be whacking
bullshit.
Off. And
bullshit.
Coming
bet's
piss.
Off. Bet's off. She works for me. Fuck you guys. No way. Bet's off. I'm
are
here.
Are we
I'm here with cameras.
We shuck on it already. It's done deal.
Done.
All right, that's it. Super Bowl bet,
done.
People.
Super Bowl bet is in.
I feel queasy now. Now I can't enjoy the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're so losing. I get to see your balls hanging out of your skirt.
Come on, it's a win-win for the listeners.
There we go. Cheers to that.
Fuck.
Olive.
I want to go home. I just want to go home and just...
Cry.
Drop in a ball.
Cry. Wow. Cry and pick out your outfit.
The people in the chat room are very upset with Rocket. Man up, Rocket.
Man up! How is getting in a fucking chick's outfit manning
it's
up?
It's for the sake of the show,
fuck
Rocket.
The show.
See?
No, you fucked up.
Sucks.
I don't know who to root for.
Do you think I'm gonna win?
You know, Rock, we'll put
He's
you in a
so
burka.
Scared.
Is that good enough?
Wait, who do you think is gonna win? He really thinks the Giants are gonna win.
I really do.
You're out of your mind.
That's why you're
I
so
really
scared
do.
Right now.
Tom Brady's my
no
man. Tom Brady's
right now,
my man.
I Giants have no fucking clue. I should have went with my advisors over here.
Thank you.
Who was telling me? I heard New England's, and what was yours?
New England.
Alyssa wants the Giants, but you think New England's going to win? So basically, I'm going to be fucking stripping for the
I win either way. There we go.
That's a Super Bowl bet, everybody.
And Joe wins either way by being here.
I love this.
Wait, how do you win by seeing them?
I'm completely nauseous right now.
Because I get to embarrass them for the rest of their lives.
So if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, Vanessa has to do a lap dance for me and Rock.
Hate Joe.
If the Giants win the Super Bowl, me and Rock are dressing up as chicks and dancing for them.
This could be the best Super Bowl I have ever watched in my life.
I want to suck Bernard's cock. I'm so watching this Super Bowl.
I am. I'm going to tape this Super Bowl.
We have to do this show.
I am an ugly individual. I do not want people to see me.
Rock, have you seen my lingerie? I'm terrible naked, dude.
You guys are going to be in lingerie.
We're not naked. Wait. Watch the naked.
Hold on. I'm totally shaving my shit.
You have to shave everything.
I'm shaving everything, Vanessa.
This is going to be on tape.
I want to go home.
I shave everything. I would expect if there are fucking pubes hanging out of your G string.
You have pubes?
Yes. G-string. Did I mention G string? I said I picked the outfits. You shuck on it.
Fuck.
Sorry, baby.
You know, you got to buy the crotchless panties.
I'm buying those like
crotchless panties.
No, I'm buying those dude thongs that like look like an elephant except it's your penis instead of a trunk.
I want high heel boots.
That's right. High heel. One in no. He's gonna be. He's gonna be in boots. Karen, what? He's gonna be in like.
Kenan's in black.
No, I'm putting him in like.
Can I be a dominatrix?
8-inch platform stiletto heel so he breaks his fucking ankles every time he tries to walk.
I'm not wearing Speedo shits. No.
Speedo, you're in Speedos. A skirt with your balls hanging
Please,
out,
pal.
Bitch.
At least. So. I got nothing.
No, I'm wearing an elephant thong.
What are you saying? Have a big
so you
camera?
Better get like one of those like penis pump things.
Yep.
So at least you can get your penis out the hole.
I'm not going to have a rod either.
This is embarrassing.
Home. I'm just...
You're not going
in. Suddenly he's
going
to become
you.
Sick.
I hate you.
Oh,
John,
I can't wait. Sorry. I hope the Giants win. And you know what? I don't even like fucking football, this but I'm going to watch sucks. Just to make sure. And if they do lose, wherever I am, I'm going to go, no!
I know I'm from New York and I'm a giant fan, but go Pats!
That's right.
Go Pats!
You guys are fucked. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
You can't.
Now I can't have them win.
You're done. Go Boston! Yeah. Go Boston!
This is the worst show ever.
Go done. Giants or Pats.
I'm retired.
Either way, I'm laughing my ass off.
Listen, the Giants need to win. Somebody pay them off. Uh-huh. Don't we have any listeners with like a lot of money?
Pockets done.
I'm so done. I want to go
We're
home.
Out of vodka.
Rock
Can somebody like fax
you.
Us some vodka
that?
Tabs?
It's ridiculous.
Hey,
they make vodka
garbage.
Tabs?
Rocket, start dancing.
I just have a really good idea.
Practice.
Why don't you just like...
Do you want to just stand up and show us a little bit of
just
movement?
Just give me what...
No, I'm not showing anything!
Give me a little of what I'm going to get.
Seriously.
Give me a little of what I'm going to get.
I didn't gain anything!
Practice, you little cocksucking bitch.
Don't give me those eyes.
Come on, you're in pants. You're not wearing a skirt yet.
I'm not dancing.
Yet was the keyword.
I'll give you a little music, Rock. Come on.
No!
Put the gay music on.
There we go.
No,
come on, Rock. Stand up. Show us a little movement.
Come on,
just do it. Just a little bit. I want to fuck you.
Get up, bitch.
Come on, Rock. Just get up.
Come on, practice being my bitch.
Hey, next week you're going to be doing this.
You know what? You guys might really not lose out because I might actually tip you if you do a good job.
Wow. There we go.
Because that's the ultimate insult.
I can use money.
Singles and coins.
Dollars. I'm throwing pennies at you.
I'll be working at it.
Coins will work.
Coins.
Go Pats.
Can't.
Right
can't
there in that
get
spot.
I am just getting queasy thinking about
well,
this.
Well, you better. You're going to get really embarrassed when I play this on a loop on Tank TV. Welcome to Tank TV.
When are we going to do the prizes?
We're
going to figure out a date for when we're going to do the prizes.
Next week.
Oh, you mean
the
like,
week after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the next week.
Yeah, the next
week. The Super Bowl day?
The Super Bowl is
no,
what
the
day?
Next week.
The week after the Super Bowl.
The week after.
The Super Bowl is this Sunday?
Next Sunday, yes.
Next. What's today?
No,
today?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, the Sunday coming up.
And then the following week, we're going to all come in here.
We'll do the Super Bowl thing.
Okay. And I'm getting...
tanked?
I can't. This sucks.
T-A-N-C-E-D?
I swear to God.
No, I can't.
I cannot wait.
All right, let's go. Take it out. I mean, what? I meant dance.
I am so
Alyssa,
happy.
Tell him to dance.
All right, there you go. You got something to look forward to in 2 weeks, people. It's either going to be me and Rock kind of naked or Vanessa naked.
Sucks.
And I'm hoping for Vanessa.
Oh, God.
You want to dance?
These Giants better fuck.
Oh, you
I'm hoping, yeah.
So you want the Patriots. That's what you're saying.
I'm like,
people
what the
hell
me?
Is wrong with you, man?
I used to be in pretty good shape. But
Rock
anymore.
Thinks that you should have been on my team. You shouldn't have gone
I don't
want to
dance.
Well, then you better hope that fucking New England wins.
So, wait a minute. Wait, can I?
No.
No, wait.
No.
He can't switch teams.
No.
Don't you know the man law? You can't switch teams.
You're done. You're with me. We're partners. We're partners in this, kid.
Look at him. Look how excited he is. I can't wait till the Giants
Root
win.
Root for the Pats next week.
Boo.
Go Pats.
I can't enjoy the Super Bowl. I was so looking forward to the Super Bowl. Now I can't enjoy it. I can't even watch it next week. Thank
oh, I
you.
Will enjoy every minute
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, of course
it.
You will.
Because either way, I don't really
You
lose.
Dance for a living, so it's like nothing. It's like someone asking me, oh, like, fucking go play goalie, you know, in hockey. It's like if
but
you
I
lose.
Know,
it's like
dance
whatever.
For you guys.
It's like, yeah. It's like if you lose,
and,
go fucking play
and
a
part
solo.
Of the bet was you get to pick the outfit for the opposite person. Whoever loses, I get to pick your outfit, so you get to pick my outfit.
I want you in jeans and a sweatshirt.
What?
Perfect. So hot.
Got it.
Shut up!
No, hold on.
Listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you guys are losing anyway.
Oh my god! Yeah. If
there
we
goes
win,
the Super Bowl.
We
for
want
him.
You in jeans and a sweater, and if we lose, we'll be fucking naked. We'll just do it all naked.
I want you in jeans.
He's
and
like,
a sweater.
Whether we win or lose, we're coming naked.
Like a jeans and a Christmas sweater.
Just wear
reading
socks
poetry.
On your penises. If you're fucking, if I'm dancing, and your penises go up. I'm gonna fucking kick them.
No, penis. What?
Rich Mahogany checking in. Vanessa should just show up to the show after the Super Bowl naked. Well, I don't think that's going to happen, Rich.
Well, wait.
Rich is a little eager.
Have Vanessa beat up Rocket if he doesn't dance. I'll do that.
Oh, I will knock the fuck out of him.
Yeah, he'll find that hot.
Damn it.
I
know.
He would.
I'm thinking about actually getting into like S&M bondage. Like, those girls get paid a lot of money.
Yes,
I just want to step on guys' balls all night.
Can I be your guinea pig?
Fuck yes, you can.
Practice.
Oh, I'm really good at it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I do it at a club sometimes. I've done a lot of private parties like that.
Nice. Rocket, lay down.
I mean.
No.
Get the fuck on the floor, bitch.
Wow, that's hot.
See?
All
told
right.
You.
Okay. Hanging out on a
but
Sunday,
Joe's
everybody.
Here. It's completely.
It's the.
The best
take.
Part is I'm going to like a cancer foundation fashion.
Thing
after this to go give them money that I don't have.
It's the lunaticradio.com show.
A typical lunatic day with Kieran and Rocket. Hooray! 3 hours of schlock on a sucker-nuts cock. What the fuck? These guys are gay. The show just gets bigger and bigger ever since we found Kieran's a wigger. But if you say podcast, you'll hear a big gun blast. So gun to the chin and pull trigger. Exit 52's parking ride calls, but Pam B has a taste and she stalls. Smitty, show Karen some titty, or just settle for Jamie Kennedy's balls. Laguna Beach, says Fat Kev with delight, as he drinks down another Coors Light. I found at a shock he wants Ronnie Bean's cock, and he's calling the drunk hotline tonight. And I doubt there's a better sight.
LunaticRadio.com show. Everybody's out gallivanting. Your microphone scrub. Just leave it that way. Sounds good now. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Oh, we did complete something today. We got something started. Hey, Teddy. The dog's in the studio here. Rocket is outside. Vanessa's ready to go have a cigarette. And I'm joined in the studio by Joe.
Just me.
Tank TV.
T-A-N-C.
Word them up, everybody. Yeah, the Super Bowl bet. That should be fun. That should be fun.
Can't wait now. Excited.
Either way, in 2 weeks, everybody, there will be somebody kind of in lingerie or some sort of garb dancing.
Lingerie is not what I'm giving you.
No, I'm not kidding.
That would be your
well,
best
you might
dog.
Lose, Missy. You might lose.
You are getting naked.
I picked the Packers. I picked the Packers.
Really?
Yeah.
You
oh, I'm really going to lose this one. Yeah. I picked the Patriots, and if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, okay, Vanessa has to dance a sexy dance, slap dance, or something like that for Rocket and I. And if the Giants win, well, Rocket and I have to dress up in an outfit, Vanessa.
Clothing.
Yeah. In Vanessa's choice of clothing.
Which could
and
be
dance
really
for her.
Weird.
This is going to be odd, and I am
sucks.
I'm totally going I'm on, it, on a diet, and I'm just going to work out.
Will you guys be
game
for pay on that night, too, if I ask?
This
with
is
each other?
I am a ugly human being.
No, we're not doing
you're
gay
be
shit.
You're shaving your pubes.
You are fucked.
Shut up!
That's
you
part
are
of the
not
outfit.
Allowed to talk anymore. I'm taking him off the site. He's done.
No. Yeah. Joe, your microphone's all screwed up, so you just gotta like be
Rocket hooked it up. Yeah.
So.
Rocket screwed up the microphone.
Well, it sounds fine. Okay, now.
Now it does. Yeah.
Well, I can. There's a couple things we can do here, Rocket.
We can go home.
We could
just call it.
You're really upset about
your
it.
You really are. You're fucked.
Because I was really looking forward to the Giants winning. Now I can't. Now
but
I can't.
But you really know the Giants aren't gonna win.
I believe they have a strong shot at winning it.
Then you're fucked.
I hope to God they
see,
win.
It sucks.
Sucks.
Damn it. Sucks for you. I'll be at Hooters rooting on the Giants.
Uh-huh.
I don't even watch football, but I will be so excited. And every moment they're doing good, I'll just be thinking about different outfits to put you guys in.
That's it. Donkey.
You're going to shave your pubes too for me. If they're not already shaved. From that last gay dude that made you shave them when you were gay for pay.
You're saying I'm gay?
$1 million you are.
No, I'm saying when you were gay for pay. That doesn't mean you're gay.
That's
apparently,
the same thing.
According
yes,
to
is.
Joe.
I've never been gay for pay either, or whatever.
No.
But I'm totally going
to
shave.
There's things in your
I'm getting
experience.
The finest razors Walmart has to
I won't. I can't go. I'll manscape, you know, but I can't, like, go, you know,
why not?
Clean. That'd be who, disgusting.
Who is this
what,
dog?
Clean? I'm doing going totally
who
clean.
Is this dog?
Oh, I can't even.
Dog.
If we have the dance, dude, I'm going to be fucking bald as an eagle.
Can I pick the music?
Sack and everything is going to be
hey,
bald.
You know what?
I want to pick the music.
Listen, when you guys lose, can we get, remember that Chinese guy from American Idol, Andy?
Hyung?
No.
Oh, William Hung?
William Hung. Can That's he come too and dance with you guys naked?
Absolutely.
You want William Hung?
Yeah.
Why, you could get him?
Yeah.
Maybe.
What do you
why
mean, yeah.
Who is he? He's like a retarded.
William Hung, he's a hot guy to book.
He
was doing a lot this week.
He
he's
was at the
at,
Foggy Goggle in the Hamptons, yeah. Rock.
So we're going
to
try
we can book him. Can we
the
add
thirsty
that to the
turtle?
Yeah. I want him too. Can we add that to the bet?
Sure.
The Foggy Goggle.
I want him in garb with them dancing.
Not a problem. Let me call him
this
up.
This dog loves my tits. Here's my tits here.
Teddy the dog.
He's making a big appearance
the
at
the resident house dog here. All right.
That was fun.
You going to have a cigarette?
I am.
All right.
Come back
soon.
Unless
you have something really exciting.
No, I really don't have anything exciting planned.
Next.
Next. Well, Rock and I are on Filter's Top 24. That was something.
That was cool.
Yeah. What?
Richard Patrick from Filter. You know the band Filter?
No.
Hey, man, nice shot.
No.
You don't know this song? Oh, I can bring it up for you. Hold on, I'll bring it up for you.
It's a new band?
No.
Oh.
It's a new...
I don't know. I don't listen to anything since...
Since Dan Cook?
No.
You know this song?
No. I don't listen to radio.
It's one of our buddies.
Really?
It's not a new song.
Oh.
Old, from the mid-90s. Grunge era. By the way, Rock, I have a continuation to the fart story I told a couple weeks ago.
Oh, good.
Remember the fart story?
Sure.
I was hanging out with Blank. And
yeah, blanking
with a blank,
with a blanker,
and I you know, we did our blanking.
Sure.
Fell asleep. I woke up the next morning by farting. I blasted, ass blasted right in the bed, and kind of woke up, and I was worried that the person laying next to me heard the fart because she's kind of new.
Sure. She's kind of new.
Right. Rooted a scene. So I was on vacation out there in Arizona this week, and I had the old internal fart.
Sure, as we've discussed, the internal
and,
farts.
And this time around, the blank heard them and was like, why don't you just let it out?
No way! That's awesome.
And I and even at that moment, Rocket, I tried to cover it up. I was like, no, I'm just hungry. It's just the coffee I'm digesting. Yeah.
Wow. So, wow. So, and did you?
Did I let him out?
Yeah.
No, I covered it up like I had. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the continuation. Those internal farts are the worst.
Cause
everybody has them. Everybody knows what they are. Yes, poor Kieran. Poor Kieran and the internal farts. Vanessa, you ever have, like, internal farts?
I don't want to know.
Hanging out with a dude?
Hanging out with a dude.
No, I just let it. I'm like, I always announce. I'm like, I have to fart.
No.
Really?
I pick my nose, I fart.
Does it sound... you don't have headphones on, but does it sound like, sort of like that? Does it sound like... I can't imagine you make no sounds.
No, my farts sound exactly like this. There's two different farts I make. One sounds like this.
That's sexy.
The other one sounds like this.
That's not.
Yeah. So your farts actually.
Actually, I grab my fart in my hand, and then whoever's next to me, I go, "Hey," or I pretend and I like trinkle. They're like, "What is that?" Oh,
that's disgusting.
I'm very honest about my farting and pooping. I poop a lot. I'm like, I'm gonna go shit. I gotta shit. I gotta poop. I gotta poop. Everyone's like, "Poop." Poop.
There's something
poop.
Very cute about you. Though, that you think you could get away with it?
Whatever. Right. I'll shut the door open.
I guess I can see where you're going with it. Yeah, right. Because, like, oh, look, you could
poopy. Wait.
Everybody shits.
I always heard that girls really? Like shit like twice a week at the most.
Yeah, that's what they fucking tell you. Yeah.
Really?
I shit like 5 times a day because I drink too much and I eat like Chef Boyardee. I need a cigarette.
On that note,
vodka and Chef Boyardee.
There's nice. The breakfast of champions.
Yeah. Oh, and I love pizza and I love Burger King.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Pizza's my favorite. Pizza and vodka, I'm happy.
So you are. You're shitting it all out because you're like fucking tiny.
Actually,
yeah.
Even though I'm going to go pee right now, I'm not. No.
You're going to shit? Is that what you're saying?
No. I said even though I'm going to go pee right now, I'm not going to poop.
Uh-huh.
I usually say I'm going to go take a poop. Or I have to make a poop.
Make a poop.
Or I have to make pee.
It, right? You're just weird, Joe.
I make the pee in the bathroom. I'm actually not peeing. I'm, making, I'm making pee in the bathroom.
Making pee. Making waste.
That's what I do. I'm not actually going.
You're Italian, right?
You know what? From here on out, I'm just going to fucking
that's
let
right,
it out.
That's right, 100%.
The internal farts suck. The internal farts.
What is an eternal fart?
That's when you hold.
Oh, I said eternal fart. You're saying internal.
Internal.
Oh, I was confused. I was like, a fart that lasts for centuries.
No. Internal. That's when, like, you kind of hold it in for a while, and it just, the gas has got to go somewhere, so it kind of just like, does like a little churn in your
right, you hold it in, intestines. Like you're holding in a fart, but the fart actually occurs inside your tummy, and it's like,
yeah.
No, I thought that meant when you were hungry.
No, it's a different sound.
You try to play it off like you're hungry.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, no.
But another
way,
you wouldn't want to touch a fucking potato chip because it's just so fucking.
I'm too real and too crude. Like, I'm just like, everybody does the same shit. So I don't feel the need to, like, pretend this is me. I'm not going to, like, if I was to date somebody I didn't know tomorrow, I'm going on a date. If I have to fucking fart, I'm going to say, I'm going to fart. Because if you don't like that, then you shouldn't be with me. From now on, we should know that.
I agree.
But see,
why waste our time?
With that? But see,
no.
See, for me, it's like it's
see,
rude.
I make up for it, though, because I'm like sexy and cute, and I go,
right.
And as long as I giggle afterwards, it's okay.
Yeah.
See, but to me,
you do all this stuff.
Oh, God, I can't stop thinking about you guys in the skirts with your balls hanging out.
See, this sucks.
Yeah, this is great.
I got huge old man.
You guys
balls.
Will be sucking. each other's balls.
No, no.
What are you talking about? No gayness going on in this Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what
bit.
They think down. I'm sorry. How is there no gayness when the both of you are going to be in skirts with your balls hanging out?
It's
how
for
is
you.
That not?
I know him.
So because
like,
it's
like,
for me?
Like, we're like brothers.
Yeah, you're gay.
Which makes it even weirder incest gayness.
This sucks. There is no win to this.
I need a lighter. I'm going to smoke.
I hate Joe. Have I said that already?
No.
Welcome to Tank.
Joe's like...
Was it? Yeah, how do we set this up? No, it was Kieran.
Hey, listen, as much as right now you're saying you hate Joe, I looked at him before I picked a team because I'm very impulsive. I was like, Giants! And then he's like, before you guys like gave me the which team do you really want? He was like, not the Giants. I'm like, fuck him. Whatever. Right. Giants!
I'm so glad.
So maybe,
you know what?
Are
you might actually turn around and say at one point, I love Joe.
Right. I understand.
You never know.
So right now,
and that's a lose too, because
him.
Then he wins. Like it's right. I'm
winning either way.
Fucking, yeah.
Either way, he's winning.
Joe wins in every possible scenario out of this.
I could do myself.
Why is he always flexing like he has muscles?
I have.
There you go.
Anymore.
There you go. There you go. There's the guns, quote unquote.
Oh yeah.
Is that the camera angle?
No, you don't know what. What is that?
I have a gun.
Is that tissue paper?
I used to have a gun.
I used to because I was a cop.
He has bounty rolls.
I used to have a gun.
All right.
You used to have a gun. One gun, the left one or the right one?
Half a gun. Get your ass out of here. Ow, you fuck.
wait, Tim. I was teaching a student English last week, got the most intense internal fart ever. With 45 minutes left in the lesson, I thought I was kind of explode. Thought of you, Kieran. Thank you very much.
That's
sir.
Nice. Internal farts equals Kieran.
Everybody loves the internal farts. Everybody's been there and knows about the internal farts. They always occur at the worst
time
moments. And every time I'm chilling out with like a chick or something like that, man, ish.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Why don't you just tell her I'm gonna fart and then fart?
Because it's a little rude.
No, because it's like
to me.
It's a new like it's always, it always happens when I'm not nervous, but I'm with somebody new.
You fart
like around Rock.
You
yeah.
are not. Really? Eventually, that if you're gonna be with that person is not gonna be new unless it's some girl you're just trying to bring home and fuck.
No.
Then hide your farts.
Hold but on. I'm not thinking that. I'm
it's because
like,
you're a little nervous because like your stomach acids are going, and so yeah. you, I can understand. Like your digestion's a little
it's
screwed
all
up.
Fucking coffee I drink.
Just yep. fucking fart. You got to no. fart. I got to fart.
No
you gotta shit.
No.
Hey, give me a second. I gotta go take a shit.
No,
give me a second.
Give me a second. I want to piss on your face.
Let me tell you something.
Whatever, whatever like, the fucking case may be, whatever you do.
Let me explain something
give
to
me
you.
A second.
As a guy, you can that only goes so this far because in the beginning it's like, oh, that's so cute, but then after I get to know you, you go, oh, I got to fart. I'm like, this is disgusting. I don't ever want to see you fart or shit. I don't want to see you in the bathroom. I don't think of that.
Well, I mean, you can never be together.
Well, I don't want to be with you.
10 minutes ago, you were like, come to the bathroom.
No, I said I would fuck you. I didn't say I want to be with you for the rest of my life. There's a difference as a guy.
Oh, he just wants to fucking run.
No. There's not a difference as a guy. There's a difference in general. Now I understand.
Yeah, of course there is. You don't
my
want to
bad.
See somebody farting your whole life.
Why?
No, that's not natural.
So you're going to fucking, the person you're going to be with, your wife.
My wife.
You're going to be with her the rest of your life.
Yeah.
God forbid she fucking has to fart. You're going to
no.
Oh, this is a divorce.
Yes. Yes. Yes,
you
I
don't
agree.
Poop and you don't shit and no. you don't fart.
Not in front of me, you don't, baby.
We're on
not
vacation
happening.
Sharing a hotel room together.
No.
God for fucking bid.
No, because I got to go down there. I don't want to think of that.
Yeah, but not as she's farting.
Doesn't matter. That's in the back of your head as a guy.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Of course it is. Just
as
like if you know your wife, girlfriend, person you're with has diarrhea.
Everybody
the next time you go down on it, you're going to be thinking, oh my God. Ew.
Alyssa, if somebody farts and shits like any other normal person in the world, 2 days later, when you're eating their pussy, do you think, oh my God, this is where they fart and shit from?
Yes.
This is where they fart and shit from?
Anybody who doesn't
so
tell
I
you that's bullshit.
Get grossed out? No. Everybody farts and shits.
Bullshit.
Let them know.
No.
Let them know immediately. Unless you're fucking them that night, then hold it in.
No,
it's incredible.
Jesus Christ.
I agree.
Thank
you're
you.
Both lying.
Way to chime in there.
That's color man of the business.
I agree.
Where's Malcolm?
What?
Hello.
God, I thought you gave me back change.
Don't give him the
no
change.
No vodka for
him.
You guys.
No vodka for you.
It's only 7 o'clock. They're not fucking closed.
That's.
It is Sunday.
Is this
oh.
a fight? Is this a girl fight?
Who's the girl in here beside me?
Whoa. What's
Whoa.
That?
Hold on.
What was that?
She's not even listening. You got the earphones half on your head.
She can hear you. She's not deaf.
No, she's a girl. She's got a nice pussy.
Really?
She does have a nice pussy.
Is it shave?
What Prove qualifies it. As yeah. a nice pussy? What makes her a nice,
nice
pussy?
Nice, tight pussy. Tight. Like a wow, taco pussy you. Versus a roast beef pussy.
Your eyes just popped out of your head.
Aren't they both bad? A taco pussy?
I don't know.
No.
Taco pussy.
Taco, it's like all tight.
It's Mexican.
Oh, right.
You open it, then there's Mexican? Stuff inside.
That's more like a chalupa.
But a fucking right. roast beef sandwich pussy is like...
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. She's Puerto Rican.
That's like a quesadilla.
She's Puerto Rican. Yeah.
It's a chalupa.
She refuses to admit she's half black. She is. Her father's black. Black as night.
Darker the berry, the sweeter juice.
So there's some Afro badge.
She got a sweet pussy.
Alyssa, your father's black? Is it Alyssa?
Yes, her father's black.
He's half black.
Her
half
father's black. Half black.
So you're three quarters Puerto Rican.
Right.
And the other half.
Indian. And Irish.
Cherokee.
American Indian?
Cherokee.
Wow. Native American
That's a
vagina.
Combination.
It's Native American, Puerto Rican, and black.
That is sweet.
It's a sweet pussy.
God, I would be.
Thanks. It's a quesadilla right there.
Really?
So we're going to go from taco to quesadilla.
Oh, man, that was such a visual. After he said that, he looked at me.
Yeah, for some reason,
try better next time.
For some reason, when I heard quesadilla pussy, I went, that's right. That's perfect. And then I got confused, and I'm like, what does that mean?
Wait, what does it
mean? If I said to somebody, you know, do you have what kind of vagina do you have? And they said, I have a quesadilla. I feel like I would be interested.
I would.
And hungry.
And having to fart.
And having to fart afterwards.
I would want a six-pack of those.
Yeah.
A six-pack of quesadilla pussies?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We should start selling them.
That's some combination you got there.
Thank you. It involves chicken, beef, and cheese.
You know.
So you're half black, Puerto Rican, and...
Irish.
Irish? Indian. You're Irish?
Cherokee,
Irish.
Indian.
Scottish?
The only Irish part of it that comes out is the drinking.
Yeah. Ooh.
Go Irish.
Go
Irish.
Kieran McCann.
Nice. Nice pussy, though.
That's my name.
Your girlfriend definitely wouldn't appreciate me.
Your name's going to be a lot different next Sunday.
Yeah.
Are you coming for the losing? Are you coming to watch them lose and dance with their balls hanging out of fucking outfits I pick for them?
Every point, I'm going to laugh.
You can't laugh if
it's
I'm
only
naked.
Good fun, Rock.
It's
for the sake of the show.
Uh-huh.
The ratings galore. Just picture it.
That's Listen, right. If I'm naked and you know you guys get all that goodness,
that's what Liberace.
I'm just going to start farting.
You know what, though? You can do it.
And ruin it for everyone.
But again, as a guy...
And then I still win.
But as a guy, you can do that. And
by
in
the
beginning,
way,
we'll find it attractive.
Boys Lee, I believe, is...
Boys Lie.
Boys Lie.
That's my boy.
Oh.
That's a guy...
Boys Lee.
Boys Lie built a website.
Wrong and fastest on the wrong syllable, baby.
He's... You're right. Vanessa farts and shits from her pussy. That's...
No, not from my pussy.
No, Bert. That's Bert.
No. The
Everybody
pussy,
say hello to
the
Bert.
Pussy is
built,
good.
He built tank website.
I'm not saying hi to people that say the wrong thing.
Boom.
I'm going to say goodbye to him instead.
No.
Bye.
No.
No, I'm not allowed. Joe's yelling at me, spanking me later.
Oh, well.
Rich Mahogany checking in. Vanessa is naked. Everyone wins.
That's
true.
Right. I agree.
I win, too, because I like being naked. Right now, I'm very upset that I'm in these extremely tight pants that I can't get over my ass.
You are wearing some tight pants.
Let's see. Let's turn around.
Those are not elastic pants.
Turn up. Stand up.
Those are regular jeans.
Regular jeans? You have fucking tight
pants. Hold on. Can we zoom in on that?
Yeah. What is that?
That's a monopoly.
Rock, can you get that on camera?
Yeah.
Disaster.
She has, like, a button.
Can you see that right there? That's a map of disaster.
Now you have like a tummy thing. Like a tummy.
Oh, what the hell is that? You got something?
Wow, you have like jewelry there.
You are
That's a whole jewelry thing going on.
A right. jewelery thing.
Can we see that or no?
I can't even see.
Yeah, you can see it fine.
Right, are those four pier? All right,
stop moving.
We're checking
move.
Out her belly button.
Don't move.
There's one big diamond right in the middle of her belly button. Then she has like, are those four piercings?
Yes.
Wow.
Eight holes.
That's fine. What?
Do you know I have like 22 holes in my body?
That's fine.
What?
I counted one day.
You have 22
vaginas? I counted one day and I have 22
Are your nipples pierced?
No, but that's next.
You going to do that?
I'm going to do nipple
shields. Damn it. You were good.
Can we do a segment on your navel there?
No, it's called it's not my hood. It's not a hood piercing. It's called something else. Does anybody online know?
What?
It's called like a something piercing. It has like a girl's name. And I'm going to get a star. It's two stars.
It's an Angela.
It's like right above your hood.
Uh-huh.
Is everyone with me here on the hood? What that is?
Trust me.
Okay, great.
Bunt?
No, that's below.
No, see, he's not sure. It's
like the little lips over here, like above your
labia.
It's the hood.
It's above the
bean. Hood. The part that you can pull out.
Hold on. She just said, hold on.
It's above the bean.
Not to be racist, but the Puerto Rican just said it's above the bean.
No, it had nothing to do with Puerto Rican. I made that up, actually.
She actually made that up.
She's Bean Flicker. That's her name. On MySpace, she's Bean Flicker.
Oh. All right, so hold on. So she flicks beans.
No, I want to get two stars, like a barbell, with two stars instead of balls, pierced, not exactly as low as the hood. Right. It's a little above the hood. It's like...
The pud. The pud. So what do you have pierced right now at 22? That's only four.
No. I'm saying, I said holes in my body. Like,
holes. Are you including a vagina?
I'm including my vagina, my asshole, my ears, my nostrils, nose. That's... Any hole in my body
so
that something can fit
point,
in.
So at some point, you sat in your somewhere and was like, you know what, I got 22 holes. Yeah, holy fuck. Right.
Yeah, I either count people I've slept with to go to bed or I count the holes in my body.
Wow. Is that what you do?
Yeah, boy. What a way to spend your time.
No, it's because I'm a solitary and I can't fall asleep. And my psychologist told me, you need to channel your creativity to other good things. So I started counting things.
Vanessa, the sports model for body. Tank.
Well, you really made your navel look pretty nice.
Yeah, she did. It really did. You decorated it like a Christmas tree. What else you got? Let me see.
They glow, too.
I don't...
The whole, yeah, but you got the switches in my asshole.
I gotta get this dog out of here. We take a break, come back
right
after this.
Yeah, what is going on?
Hello, Ted Stryker here.
He's the most dangerous and brilliant criminal mind I've ever known.
You've stopped masturbating just long enough to listen to lunaticradio.com.
Sure, I masturbate. Yeah, I jerk off. Damn straight. I yank it, rub it, pull it, and stroke it.
Nice to know you've met your goal for the day, huh?
Something's wrong with you.
Lunaticradio.com.
You don't hear no word for distinguished woman. You hear distinguished gentleman, but what's the counterpart for distinguished female? Nothing. There's no distinguished. There is none because they don't get distinguished. They get old, and they better learn how to get distinguished. That distinguished is not a term that just should be used for men. Women should get distinguished also. Learn how to be smooth. Learn how to be wanted past your beauty, but they are in deep shit.
I gotta say, the women in the chat room are really agreeing with Patrice too much.
They can go fuck themselves.
Oh, come on!
They're all cunts.
That's not nice. Come on!
This is the male version
fucking,
of the view.
No way.
Patrice is a genius.
I love Connie and Tisha.
Hey, Patrice, we're running out of time, man, but it was great to just have you on and let you just ramble about certain subjects.
It is amazing.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Fucking genius.
And I mean, they should tell it. Look, man, all the women who are angry, it's like, look, man, I'm telling you how we feel, you understand? Mm. Now, it's like you could get mad at the medicine. Now, I'd give you medicine with all kind of great Kool-Aid in it, but, you know, it'll taste better, but it's more effective if it goes straight down and it's nasty, because that makes you get emotional about it. You know, for all you women that are on the chat rooms with no boyfriend, you shouldn't be sitting there typing a motherfucking thing. You should be going, yes, master, what's your to make you happy? If you don't know how to make, if you're miserable, you know how the fuck you gonna, you don't know how to not be miserable. You've been miserable this long, and you think what I'm telling you is gonna make you more miserable, is gonna make you happier. If you wanna learn the animal, for this last thing about animals, man, like women, learn how to understand the animal that men are. If you're in the Pacific Ocean and you see a bunch of sharks swimming around, you're not gonna jump in and tell those sharks, excuse me, you better not bite me. You gotta respect what they are. You're going to respect that these sharks will tear you apart, and you're going to respect what these sharks are. And you learn about sharks. You watch TV and you know sharks will attack you. You don't wear a fucking meatloaf hat and you don't rub yourself in blood when you get in the water if you're going to get in the water with some sharks. You do things accordingly. And if you want a man that's going to make you happy, you better learn what animal you're dealing with. As opposed, because you don't know. How the fuck you know about men? You don't. I know about women because I took the time, but you don't know about men. That's why you miserable.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to lunaticradio.com. Sorry, guys, that promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered.
Laguna Beach.
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
And across the internet.
This is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is The X. And now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Just
what up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Really, literally just chilling out now. I don't know what we got accomplished except for the Super Bowl bet with Vanessa. We did briefly touch on Heath Ledger dying. It's kind of sad. I mean, the guy had a great career going.
No, he didn't.
He was going to be one of those actors that we... Well, he's probably going to be those guys with a long, long career, right?
It's pretty, I'm sorry, pathetic and selfish what he did. I mean, he had a child, too, and he took his life.
We don't know that he took his life.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either.
He went arranged the massage.
He had a massage coming.
Yeah.
He had his maid.
What could have happened?
He overdosed. It happened. I have friends who overdosed.
Overdosed by accident?
He just had...
That's an overdose.
You could OD on purpose.
He took too many prescription pills and things happened, man.
Well, let's be realistic. The guy really didn't... No matter if he lived to 80, you're going to turn around and say his name and you're going to go, Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, he did make the movie that he would have been... Yeah. Right. Yeah, he could have made, no matter what movie he made after that, he could have lived for 50 more years, made 50 more movies, been nominated for like 50 Oscars. Ben he Hurt. Still would have been known for Brokeback Mountain.
That's right.
You know, and he's going to be in the new Batman movie coming out this summer.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had a lot of shit going for him.
He plays the Joker in the new Batman that's coming out next summer, and it looks pretty good.
It does.
I can't wait to see it.
It looks pretty good.
I like the first one that came out, and that was really cool.
Who was in the first one?
What?
First Batman.
Well, the first...
Christian Bale and... What's his face? Oh.
Val Kilmer? Not Val Kilmer. No. Oh, Michael...
Michael Keaton was Michael the first Keaton.
Yeah, I'm talking about the
Batman.
The Returns.
But now
the
we
new
have
version.
The new version of the Batmans.
Oh.
You never saw the one with Christian Bale?
No.
Oh, dude.
Oh, the dark one. Yeah, it was really dark.
Yeah, the one from the guy from American Psycho. You ever see American Psycho?
Yes.
What a great movie that is, huh?
It was.
American Psycho?
Film. It's one of my favorite films of all time. No,
Huey
I'm not
Lewis.
Weird. It's a good film.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
Great lines, man.
Yeah.
Great fucking lines in that film.
Do you like Genesis?
Well, I thought the whole movie, like, from a production standpoint, it was well done. The editing's great. The flow's great. The ending gets a little wacky for me, American Psycho.
Yeah.
In a way, I feel like it kind of copped out, but it's kind of like... Like
yeah,
Full
right.
Metal, it reminds me like it's on the level of like Full Metal Jacket, where the first half of Full Metal Jacket is awesome, and then it kind of switches into this other feeling, you know. So like the first half of Full Metal Jacket, I'm all over, and the second half of that movie, I'm kind of like, eh,
yeah.
So American Psycho is like, it still makes it a good movie. Still enjoy Full Metal Jacket, and the same thing with American Psycho.
Yeah, Full Metal Jacket was good. I thought American Psycho, I thought he overacted a little bit. Christian Bale
at the end because it just they were trying to wrap it up. And
it was a comedy.
American Psycho?
Yeah, it was like a dark comedy. It was. It really was.
What?
It's a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's a funny movie.
Come on. Look at Huey Lewis in the news.
Took themselves seriously.
It's a dark comedy. It absolutely is.
That writer was laughing his ass off writing that shit.
Did you think Natural Born Killers was a comedy, too?
No. Okay. I thought that was good.
Did you like that movie, Natural Born Killers?
I like it.
Yeah.
It actually, sometimes I watch movies and it makes me want to be like those people. So Natural Born Killers was one of those movies. And so is Secretariat. I don't know if you guys
love that film. Love that film.
Secretariat?
Thank you.
That's an excellent film. Talk about Dominatrix.
So we were talking about Heath Ledger, and we were saying that if he lived till another 50 years, made 50 more movies, been nominated for 50 Oscars, he would still be remembered for Brokeback Mountain.
I never saw Brokeback Mountain.
You know how actors are remembered
like
for that one role they do?
Hugging up and shit.
You never saw Brokeback Mountain?
No, but I had a really good idea when I was outside.
But you have a good idea. You did come in with your arms up like you just kicked a field goal.
I'm getting ready for when you guys lose the Super Bowl.
All right, go ahead.
No, I had a good idea. I think I'm going to work at a club, actually, for Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you get your drunk dials in?
Yes.
I'm going to drunk dial this show.
Okay.
When you guys are losing.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk as shit. Berating you about how your balls are going to be hanging out of skirts while I'm dancing on a pole at a bar watching the game and watching the Giants win.
You can do that. We'll provide you with the Drunkle hotline number.
I need that number.
Nice.
And you will call it.
I can... if you provide me with that number now, you can get a drunk dial fucking every freaking night of
the week.
Your weekly show.
You know what? When you were just talking about Secretary, I'm like, you know what? Vanessa's a cool chick. I'm completely digging
her. He's bipolar. He goes from, I love this girl.
And now it's like, I hate.
No, Secretary was really good at me.
Fantastic film.
Because I want to be her.
That's hot. I like you.
I like her.
Never saw her.
Like Maggie Gyllenhaal, I love her.
Yeah, wow. I'm all over like a roller coaster
never
with you.
Never mind liking her and wanting to fuck her. I want to be her in that role in that film in real life.
Wow.
I want to be reading, like, I don't know how many people know this film, but
yeah.
I want to be reading a letter that I typed wrong,
mm-hmm.
and I want my boss behind me just smacking
with the
red, shit out of my ass.
The red marker was great. The red marker.
I like. Yeah.
I'm not touching anything. Something's going on in the studio.
There's something with that microphone crackling. That's wrong tonight.
Rocky, you're trying to kill me, aren't you?
Maybe
I'm gonna grab a beer since we're out of vodka. Hold up.
There we go.
Don't say anything bad about me.
Oh, and yeah, I like to throw that in. I love your fucking ringtone, ESPN boy.
Thank you.
Sucks.
I'm professional. I shut my phone off.
Thank you. I like Vanessa again. You're just all over the place, ain't I?
I like you too. Yeah. This second until you hate me 5 seconds from now.
Okay. Well, we have that war going on between the live listeners and the podcast listeners,
yes!
trying to figure out who's better than who. Some people called in on the drunk call hotline, stating their claim. It's the drunk call listeners too, right? They're in the
fight. They technically are, but I don't know how. Oh, thank you. I don't know how. Like, oh, I thought you got one for me too. Oh, see, I got old. I don't have a bottle opener.
There's one on the table, Vanessa. There's one on the table, Vanessa.
We're opening beers.
We're having beers in the studio.
We
you want a beer?
The drunk callers technically are part of it, but they're so, you know, they're completely wasted. I don't know how they could actually
right.
fight.
I want to argue with the drunk caller. Can we do that? Can
you? You want to argue with a recorded message?
They leave messages, Vanessa. That's how it works.
I want you to. You know what, Vanessa? You should call up tonight the drunk call hotline from your thing.
Oh my god, I so will.
All right, done.
Karen Rock, hey, this is Big Virginia. I think last time I called was when I was at the U.S. Open. It's Thursday morning. Definitely not drunk, but listening to the podcast on the way to work and hearing Rocket's little clip of his future analyst of the football games, the New York Giants against the Green Bay Packers. Priceless, Rock. You are the man.
Thank you.
So there you go.
I got credit. I like when I get credit.
That was Big Virginia. Big Virginia actually went to the golf U.S. Open last year and yelled out Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach!
One of the show references at the U.S. Open. Golf U.S. Open last year. Won by Tiger Woods? No. Not Tiger Woods. Somebody else won it. I don't know who it was. We're doing a drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. When our listeners go out during the week.
Is there any way we can get drunk people live?
We probably could. Rocket could open up the phone lines.
Should I open
if
up the
wants.
Phone lines?
Go
yes,
ahead.
I want drunk live people to talk to.
If they
want to
talk about the Super Bowl bet, have any more ideas about what should happen?
No more
with the
ideas.
Super Bowl bet?
For any ideas of what I should do next with my life?
You want a beer? We need another beer.
I gave you one.
Okay. We're doing a drunk call hotline. This is where our listeners go out during the week, get drunk, hammered, and start calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads, husbands and wives. They call us with their drunken ramblings. Here's Chach McLaren, everybody. From
Chach.
I believe he lives in Maine. I feel sorry for the guy.
Is that a man with a vagina?
Yo. This is Chach McLaren up in Elko, Maine. And I'm trying to get in this Civil War thing with the podcasters and live listeners, but you know what? I'm skipping all that, and I'm going straight for the personal battle, and I'm shooting for Rich Mahogany because he leaves the most boring fucking drunk calls I've ever heard. So I'm technically firing Rich Mahogany as being a listener, so he's out. Totally out. And Rocket, yes. I love the fact that you was drinking pumpkin heads on the last show, 07, because I only live about 4 miles from that brewery. All right, so I'm out. Lunatic Radio. Peace.
So there's Chach McLaren, everybody.
I
one
like
of our
Chach.
Listeners from Maine.
Chach gets this.
Rag him.
That is high quality. He gets racked.
Now he was,
I didn't know anybody knew about Pumpkinhead.
No, he was calling out Rich Mahogany.
And I don't drink beer. I like that.
I don't know what's going on with the microphone.
I like it. I like it, though. Fucking starting to fight with Rich.
He was calling out Rich Mahogany, one of our listeners from, I don't know where he's from, actually. Maybe Washington, D.C. area. Rich calls in and pretty much has nothing. That's what he's known for.
Let me explain. Anyone who starts a fight with Rich Mahogany is the man.
Why do you want porno music?
And, well, here he is. Rich Mahogany, everybody. Delivering his nothingness. Vanessa's getting naked. Look at us. We can watch it.
That's great. Forget the
show. Yeah, fuck you. I don't want to fucking send a fax. This is fucking Rich Mahogany. And I'm fucking drunk. And I'm fucking slurring my words, so you probably won't fucking understand. It's fucking, fucking, and I'm fucking drunk. Fucking tall. Alright. Well, I got fucking nothing. As usual. So... I just want to say, fuck.
Fuck shit.
Tempting to walk back to my dorm room. I'm fucking drunk.
Dorm room? Sounds like he's
fucking
good.
Hammered. All the reference, flickering the beach. Fucking a say chick. Fucking hanging with a fucking hottie.
Wow. He needs a girlfriend.
Wow.
So there he is.
So I think that the chat has a legitimate fight going on because... We're rich. Mom. That was awful.
Yeah, I believe Chach is right.
God, guys, I could leave such better drunk messages.
Could you?
Oh, you have no idea. No, seriously, I leave random messages. I actually left one on Alyssa's phone last night.
Did you?
I was out at this red carpet event. Trash before I went to the event.
You're at a red carpet?
It was some red carpet event for DJ Shorty.
DJ Shorty.
But, yeah, it involves something. I was like, I was talking to these old men across the bar, kept looking at me, so I said, how old are you? Are you going to die soon? Do you want a date? Nice. And then I said, listen, do we have to fuck, or can, like, I just give you a dry hand job? And does a blow job count if I blow the dust off of your cock? They didn't like that. They left me. They didn't buy me my drinks. But it was a good time. And back to the voicemail. That was my point. No, on the voicemail, I had nothing to do with anything. I was just like, I'm at Charlie O's at Times Square. There's some goat and talking to me, and all he's saying is "ball." She's like, "What the fuck? What is this? I don't know. I can't explain it today."
What was the name of the DJ's name?
DJ Short E.
Short-E.com.
I don't
long
know.
E. Big difference. That's his problem.
Right. All right. Here's Ray Ray from Virginia.
What up, fuckers? This is Ray Ray from Richmond, calling in on the DCH. You know, I've been hammered like 8 times this week, and I tried to call, and I was getting a busy signal, and then I was getting like this like fax machine shit. And I was like, damn. Are they blocking me from the DCH? Blocking me because I wanted to call in and represent for the podcast listeners? It's fucked up, Rocket. Rocket, you blocked me. It's fucked up. You know, I expect stuff like this from Karen because, you know, he's black. And you can expect that from niggers. But from you, Rocket, come on.
No, I know.
All right.
I'm
called, called in, say what's up, podcast, woo, later.
Love him. It's my boy. You know what? He's right. I apologize, sir. Forgive me, please. I apologize.
Listen, I do bagels and bigotry.
I tell you what, I am freaking proud of the fact that a black guy called me a brother.
Listen,
I know. I got to earn his respect.
I'm holding it down, kid.
I gotta show respect.
I do bagels and bigotry at my house on Sundays.
Really?
Sunday mornings.
Little locks.
That's a good show.
We talk about people that don't look like me.
Bagels and bigotry.
Wow. Nice. Right.
Just fucking around. And if you have nothing to talk about, we just open the newspaper.
Nice.
And then we talk about other people that we don't like.
People checking in. People are hammering Rich Mahogany.
Paypal.
Yes. People are hammering.
As they should.
What was that?
Rich Mahogany.
Beat him down, people. He needs a good what for.
Is Kilo still in the chat room?
I don't know. I can't see. There's a lot of people in there.
I need tissue. Yeah.
Here's Ray Ray again.
Yo, yo. What is up? This is Ray from Richmond. Checking in. A little 4 Coors Light deep. You know, driving home, doing a little buzz driving. Not drunk driving, it's buzz driving. So, think I'm good. So, calling in to support the podcast listeners with a little death poetry jam, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm black,
So, snap, 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 snap.
Oh, wait, here we go, Ruck.
Sorry, I'm looking at
Sorry, race. Are you out of your mind? Fuck that call. Listen to this.
Oh, Vanessa's showing ass.
Out of your mind, fuck that call.
Bend over. Let me show you how to do
that. That is a nice
over.
Ass.
I can't see the ass. Hold on. You got writing in front of it. No.
Oh, can we hear that? Can
Wait,
we hear that?
I
sure
why
did.
Why am I giving this to them before?
Yeah, that's our prize. What are you talking about?
That.
I think we should have a contest, a giveaway.
Hold on. Rich,
give away her ass?
Give away her ass.
I didn't do that.
We all just got distracted because Vanessa showed her ass.
I like presents.
All right. Ray Ray's going to do his deaf poetry jam for the podcast listeners.
I can't. Ray Ray.
Oh, boy.
Dude, light some candles. And here we go. This is Ray checking in on the DCH. I'm a podcast listener from back in the day. To all you chat room listeners, all I got to say is that the TCL's holding it down in 08. Now the gauntlet's been thrown, and I'm telling you, B, as a podcast listener, is the thing to be.
How much
either on the DCH or in the chat room, you'll see, we'll put our balls in your lips and make you say, Risky! All right, that's all I got. So, sum up. Bad guy, buzz driving, bald lip, podcast.
Later. Podcast.
Vanessa, you're hot.
Wow, there we
wow,
go.
Yeah.
That's a brother, too.
Nice.
You win.
Yo, I almost said a bad word. I am a...
you can say it. Go ahead.
I can't say it. I know what I was going to say.
You're a planker lover? Is that what you're going to say?
No, they love me. I only get hit on by straight chicks, huge dykes, and big black men.
Let me ask you something. Do you have any, like, part Sicilian at all?
I'm half Sicilian, half Parmesan.
That's why.
They love me.
The
black
Sicilian,
men
it's
fucking
the Sicilian stuff.
Love me.
It is.
I'm a black man magnet.
Sicilian really? Pheromones.
I'm a black man magnet. And huge dykes like me and, like...
What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
You're not a huge dyke.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I mean,
about
huge,
all
weird, big, brawly, transgenderish dykes like me, and
wait a
black
minute.
Men. That's the magnet. That's I have a magnet.
I wonder why.
It's my ass. I know what it
you
is.
You don't have a big ass.
It's not big, but for my body, it's pretty.
It's really. Not.
It's what round. I was actually watching the Tequila show out in Arizona this week, and there was the episode I was watching. You were in, and you were doing push-ups, but the entire episode you were in a bikini, and I was like,
I was always
"What
naked.
The fuck?"
No, I'm always naked all the time. Yeah. The only reason I wore clothes here is because Joe told me that I was going to be on like TV, so I wore clothes.
You're gonna
and
be
then
on
like,
TV.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, I've been on. I was on TV for a while, and
no,
I was
you,
never dressed.
You 100% could be naked, but not right now.
So we just that's heard Ray Ray slam poetry on the
if that's what you want to call
drunk
it.
Hotline. Tom from CT wrote one in. I'll just read the first paragraph of his poem, I guess. I'm not 13, I'm 23. I'm ready for action, be all I can be. I have too much time, says live listener who me. Read my lips, C-U-N-T.
It's a good one. That counts.
That wasn't bad. If maybe like a black dude.
Wait. Karen.
Rip it.
Rip it up.
Come on.
No, it was good.
Listen.
Can I tell you something? That's going to sound great in the payback. What?
When you guys lose your bet, I'll bring my own poetry to read.
I got a poetry for you.
No, actually, we're doing slam poetry between the podcast listeners and live listeners. It was a good poem, though. He wrote a really long one. Time from CT. You're checked in. You're nice. Representing for the podcast listeners. Welcome to the fight, kid.
He's no Ray Ray, though.
Yay, yay, yay.
Back to the Drunk Call Hotline. Here's a text to landline message, everybody. We love these, right?
Here we go.
Virgin Mobile customer 6 has sent you a text to landline message. Kieran is a blank blanker.
You're getting a fax.
He likes to put his blank in other blankers' blank blanks until he blanks all over their blanks.
Can I fill those?
Then he has a dip and eats chicken.
Nice.
All right, go
Thanks
ahead.
Thanks for using text to landline. Bye.
You want to fill the blanks in?
Yeah, can you give me that again so yeah. I can fill the blanks
in? Kieran is a...
Write it down, I'll get back to you.
All right, wow. Somebody write that down.
I'll write it down.
No,
I got a pen.
He's got it, he got
I'm
it.
Good.
Kieran is a what?
Faggot.
Hot.
No, what are you... We're trying to insult
Listen,
him.
We're going to insult him. Let me start nice.
Go ahead. A hot.
Kieran is a blank.
A hot.
A
blanker.
Hot chicken fucker.
A hot chicken fucker.
Who only eats... Hold on, let me play it again. Ready?
He likes to put his blank in other blankers' blank blanks until he blanks all over their blanks.
Okay, do you got
that?
So easy. Did you play it again?
Then he has a dip and eats chicken.
Then he has a dip and eats chicken? He fucked the chicken, then he eats it?
Oh,
well, he dips. He likes to dip.
Oh, he dips.
Kieran is a blank blanker.
He's
a hot chicken.
A hot chicken fucker.
Chicken fucker.
All right.
Okay. Chicken.
He likes to put his blank in other blankers.
He likes to put his pickles in other...
Pickles.
Pickles?
In other... Yeah, he likes to put his pickles in other...
Porkers.
Porkers.
Blank blanks until he blanks all over their blanks.
And comes until he...
Comes until he...
Blanks all over their blanks.
Until he,
comes all over their...
No, comes too easy.
Yeah.
Until he...
Shoots his load.
Until he... Shoots his...
Blurgs.
Shoots his man spidey
juice. Man, nah, nah, juice.
He shoots his spidey eggs all over there.
Oh, spidey eggs! Nice.
Spidey eggs.
Let's think
of spidey. Nice
all over their bricks.
Gotta
go.
Respect the callbacks.
There you go.
Beer Bear checking in. Kieran loves the cork.
Wow.
Cork. He's doing
show.
A Boston thing.
Spidey balls.
Here's another text to landline message.
Virgin Mobile customer. I sent you a text to landline message.
Yeah.
You hate me and my text messages. I will go listen to Senses Fail and Hawthorne Heights and hang myself from a barn rafter.
Nice.
Or at least get drunk and cut myself.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, that was
thanks for using
yourself.
Text to landline. Bye.
Problem is, he needs somebody to get drunk with so they can cut him.
Yeah. And finally, another text
that's
to landline.
Fun.
Sprint customer 8 has sent you a text to landline message. Diane Keaton?
Yes.
Really, Rocket? What the fuck? Rocket is gay.
We had a discussion last week.
Ryan, thank you
Rocket.
For using text to landline.
Okay, thank you. Rocket said he'd bang Diane Keaton.
I would.
People over 60. That was not just
Diane
anyone. Women
you
over 60.
You had to pick someone over
Diane
60
Keaton's
and that's who
there.
You want with?
I would.
Yeah, well, because she dropped the F-bomb on Good Morning America, and I was like, you know what? I'd bang her for a woman over 60.
Just for being a cool chick
who
dropping the F-bomb.
And she's not that bad looking.
How old's Farrah?
Farrah Fawcett? She's over 60.
She's going to
be 70-something, right?
No. Stop it. What am I, 100 then?
Maybe.
I don't know, Joe.
We don't.
Yeah, fuck.
So Diane Keaton, why not? Listen, if you
Diane
had a
Keaton.
Gun to head, you had to bang Diane Keaton, why not?
Gun to head, I'm pretty sure anybody would bang
one?
Something
yeah,
with two legs and a pussy.
What's, that's
a
what's the girl yeah. from
but
Dynasty?
It, you're right.
The woman from Dynasty.
I am right.
Don't know.
Usually
oh my
right.
God, I am old. The brunette from Dynasty. You
oh,
fucks.
Yeah.
We have a little chemistry going on over here, baby.
Who's the brunette from Dynasty?
For some reason, Diane Keaton started that chemistry. Weird.
Dynasty.
The one for Dynasty? I don't know.
I gotta watch my programs.
What about Dallas? We're gonna...
Hey, guys, I'm old.
Let me watch my stories.
You wanna talk about the Beverly Hillbillies?
Hold on. I'm very
what about
big...
Leave It to Beaver? You gonna bang the mother?
You know what?
I drew Magini. I love Lucy.
I need some happiness.
I would bang Lucy in a prime. In a prime? 100%.
Oh, no.
She's 6 feet tall.
Fire crotch.
She was 6 feet tall.
Why would
red
you
hair?
Bang a 6 foot chick?
Why? You're not a guy. You don't get it.
Farrah will be 61 it. Next week, according to Kilo. Thank you, Kilo.
It will?
Would you want to bang a 6 foot
Farrah,
chick?
I
give
did,
it to,
yeah.
Give it to the lesbian. Would you want to bang a 6 foot chick, lesbian?
No.
Bullshit.
No girl wants to bang a 6 foot chick.
Here is Shanghai Lee from Shanghai, China.
No way! He returns?
Her name is... Wait. Oh, him.
Him, Shanghai Lee.
Shanghai Lee.
Sounds like a girl.
From Shanghai.
No, Shanghai as in...
His name is
that's
Shanghai.
The city.
Shanghai, China.
His name is Lee. He's from Shanghai.
Oh, I thought you were saying his name is Shanghai Lee and he's from Shanghai, China.
Right.
Yeah, he is.
His name is Shanghai Lee?
That's
his
what
name
he calls
is the
himself.
City he lives in?
No, his name
I'm getting
is Lee.
Aggravated.
Vanessa? Vanessa Breeze.
Oh, no. Here he is.
His name's
yo, boy, Shanghai Lee, Shanghai China. Fucking long time I am. Fucking pissed, man. Fucking pissed. Big fucking beer night. It's a Friday night here in Shanghai. And we're down the Bar Street, so...
Why does this dude sound English?
Exported.
And the Bar Street in Shanghai, we get a lot of girls standing outside trying to pull the boys inside with lots of promises of dirty sex and whatever. So I've got a couple of girls here. We have a girl from the bar. What's the name of the bar?
Is he talking English?
And she's...
And the next bar.
Is what bar?
beautiful bar.
It's a beautiful bar, and she's telling me it's a beautiful bar.
Was he picking up hookers again?
Yeah, that's what he does. What do you do there, Shanghai?
Go, go, go.
Hey,
go.
No, don't run away. Don't run away.
I'm
come
on.
You got to tell my friend. Yes.
Oh, I love you. I love your friend.
You look. She loves me. She loves me. And she's begging for the English guy. You know. Excuse me. Come on. So, what is the good thing in the bar here?
Yeah.
Come on. Can you tell us?
What,
Where is he?
He is gone.
Nick in the chat room. Oh, no. Fuck. Did it update already?
What is it?
Is it going too quick?
He's in
trouble. What is the good thing in this bar here?
I want to see the good thing.
What's good?
What's good?
Steal your money, Jew.
Whatever. Shanghai Lee from Shanghai, China.
Steal your money.
No. Here he is again.
Okay, dude, this is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai China. I'm standing here. I've got Leo. Leo is the big bar guy, and I'll tell you, he's a fucking big guy.
He's a big guy. He's a fucking big guy.
Right.
Just say hello to you guys. He's going to tell you all about the bar street in China. Leo, over to you. Hello, how are you? Say, he's Chinese. Ni hao. He's Chinese. Ni hao. Yeah, ni hao.
Ni hao.
What's going on?
Tonalu.
What is
he? Yeah, so Tonalu. Shanghai Tonalu is the bar street. Yeah. So many girls here.
So many beautiful ladies and a sexy girl inside.
Oh, sexy girls. If you want, you can enjoy.
I've had enough of this, man.
Why do I get the feeling that Shanghai Lee's up to some no good here?
Shanghai Lee is setting up a bomb somewhere.
He's up to no
he's
good.
Is he up to tomfoolery and shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Fat Teddy Jim. Here we go. Quick, short.
Hey, this is Fat Teddy Jim. Your mama, bitches. Bye.
Thank you, sir, for that one.
That was nice.
And finally, Two Stone Mike from Two Stone, Arizona.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is Two Stone Mike. It's a nice, icy cold. 38 degrees here in Two Stone, Arizona.
Apparently that's icy.
It's mostly because I'm probably standing in shorts and flip-flops. So, anyways, I'm sitting here staring at a full moon with a crazy ring around it here in Two Stone. Good old birthday just started 13 minutes ago.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Maybe 15 minutes ago.
The minutage.
Happy birthday to myself. I thought I'd just call into a drunk call hotline and wish myself a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Two Stone.
And anyway, yeah. Wish I was 21, but instead I'm not. So you guys have a fun show.
Fucking idiot.
Or actually, it's basically, I hope you guys had that fun show.
I'm a fucking idiot.
I hope I had
idiot.
Fun listening to it, for Christ's sake. Which I always do, so, but yeah.
What?
I don't know. He never has anything to say, really.
Listen, at least I'll speak English when I'm drunk.
Well, he's Two Stone
yes,
Mike
I
from...
Do.
No, you don't.
Joey.
He's Two Stone...
Joey?
To
Joey.
Talk. That's the way... That's the thing.
Oh, he's Two Stone.
That thing.
That's a drunk hotline.
Can
we get
thing.
Like a real live drunk person that I could
bring? Why don't you take some calls?
Well, no one's calling. Everyone doesn't like
Kilo,
calls.
Kilo, call up. Cobb, call up.
Cobb.
Call up. The number's in the chat room, so feel free, people.
Cobb, call up.
Guys,
Kilo,
I want to talk
do me a favor. Call up, guys.
Wait, Karen.
We could play
some
like...
help to
listen,
you.
Whatever your sick fantasies are, I'll just go along with them.
Guys, cool. Call in.
It'll be like a phone sex hotline.
Cobb, I know you, boy.
Can we throw nickels at your butt?
Nice, no. Oh, huh.
Sorry. That was actually funny.
Why did they...
Damn it,
why did you assume
funnies.
It was
I hate
you.
Him.
Man, I'm always trying with the 190s. Thank you. Thank
have, like,
you.
Instead of a sex one hotline, we could have a sick fetish hotline.
We could.
It'll be weird and sick.
You know, you guys want to hear a really sick story?
Yes.
Sure.
You know who I'm thinking about getting on... I can't confirm this at all. But you know who I'm thinking about getting on on Tank? You guys remember Uncle Floyd?
Uncle Floyd,
you guys are fucking.
Give me
young.
The decade.
He was like a
70s. I'm old.
What show?
He was like a.
He wasn't. He was on UHF. That's how old
is
I
that
am.
A wrestling channel?
Oh boy, I should kill myself. When you used to have
you're
a black
bring...
and white TV.
How old are you?
Shut I up. Know UHF. I know that.
Okay, you used to go to UHF and then you used to turn the knob. Like you used mm-hmm. to be like 13 through 88, whatever.
Uh huh.
And he used to have a show,
uh-huh,
the
right.
Uncle Floyd show, and he used to do things like. And he used to dress as a clown. And he does stand-up comedy.
Really?
All over the place. Uncle Floyd, man, he's very well known in the comedy industry.
I gotta look this guy up.
Uncle Josh Floyd. He'll know. And are you taking pictures of me again?
No.
Yes, you are.
Would you concentrate? Fucking ADD.
I know, I'm dating myself.
Are we done with the radio show today?
I don't think so.
Have we covered everything?
I really wanted to get
want to get some calls.
Guys, I'm going to start a singing career that sounds just as good as Tilo's.
Picket fights!
I don't believe you. Joe is fucking
Can you call Tia a cunt right now?
Can we call her up?
Can we document the cunt?
Can we call her?
Cunt? I don't have a fucking
Come on,
number.
Call her. Call
you don't
her
have
cunt
her
on
number?
I don't have a number. Jesus. I'm not allowed to disclose any information.
By the way, congratulations to the guy, the rogue trader who pretty much shut down the world financially.
Who?
This guy was a trader for a...
Joey Trader?
He hacked into
a
French bank.
Nice.
And traded like he costed the bank like $7 billion.
Holy shit!
And pretty much shut down the United States and pretty much every other...
When did this happen?
Yeah, where's I?
You know, like all the stock market crash?
Yeah, that was part of it?
Yeah, it was part of it was from this guy who hacked into this bank.
That stock market was doing good.
Started making trades and blowing everybody's fucking shit up.
If you smell something, it's my feet.
Yeah, he's like detained and shit. He's all fucked up now. He's screwed.
That's crazy.
You gotta be a smart guy to hack into a bank's.
I want Collins.
I didn't hear that. Smart. How did you find out that information?
It was on CNN. It was on Fox
News.
Hey
guys, let me get some Collins.
Wolf told me.
I want
really?
Collins.
He was like, someone is in France.
Uh huh.
Wolf Blitzer.
I want somebody to call me.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Baby.
No one wants to talk.
Hold on.
Can I call you? I'll call you.
What's the number? We'll pretend. Give me a sick fetish you like.
Give him the number, Rock.
Rock.
What?
What's the number? Are you not listening with your headphones?
I don't want to give it out on air.
Hold on.
They see in the chat room.
Chat room?
Why are you going to call? You're here.
Oh, yeah.
Shh. They're pretending he wasn't him.
It's a fantasy. Quiet.
You got to be weird.
It's still not picking. Oh, here we go.
I feel like I'm on a sex phone when I was 12. Hello?
Is this the Lunatic Radio Show?
Hey, baby. What's going on?
I'd like to talk to Vanessa.
This is Vanessa. Is that all you want to do is talk?
What did you say?
So is all you want to do is talk?
All I want to do is talk, yes.
What do you want to talk about?
I feel gay.
Are you gay?
I feel gay, and I don't know what to do about it.
How about you go find a fucking nice fucking wet pussy and fuck it? Maybe you won't feel as gay.
Ooh. Did you say pussy in there anywhere?
Yeah, I said fucking pussy, bitch.
I heard the word pussy.
Oof. Yeah, he's gay.
Say it again.
Can we get verification for the pussy word?
Pussy. Pussy. Do you still feel gay?
It's hot. What are you wearing?
Go finger your pussy.
You across the table.
I'm wearing roller skates, tube socks, and sombrero.
Nice.
What are you wearing?
You're wearing roller skates?
Yeah.
I'm wearing jeans.
Well, that's not fucking hot, so fucking go back and make it up again. What are you wearing?
You're tough.
Redo. What are you wearing?
Hello?
You're a fucking loser. Now. Can I get a real motherfucker to fucking call me?
Can I call in?
Can you show me your stuff?
You're on a phone.
What stuff?
Yeah, wait, you can't see it.
You're on a phone.
You can see it if you're watching the video online.
Can you explain to me what your stuff looks like?
Looks like a quesadilla.
It looks like a quesadilla. Yeah,
wait. I'll give you a better explanation. My stuff looks like...
Oh, hold on. We got an actual call coming in. Hold on. We're going to take this call.
It looks like pink.
Hello, caller.
Hey, can I talk to Vanessa?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, sure. My God, are you a real person?
He's a real man.
What's going on, baby?
Hey, is it Vanessa?
It is.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I see you on the cam.
You do? What do you want me to do?
You look pretty fucking useless.
Yeah, useless? Are you gay, too? Fuck. You don't want to talk to me then. You want to talk to Karen.
Yeah, I want to talk to Karen.
All right.
Hello, who's this, sir?
Oh, and he took the gay call, fucker.
What the?
I know who it is.
I just wanted to call and talk to Vanessa really quick, but she wasn't really entertaining, so.
Oh, she's not entertaining. Wow.
Well, you're doing a great
job. What do you
job.
Have to do to entertain me? Be more entertaining than me.
Come on.
Do you have a question,
we'll give you
sir?
A fucking round of applause.
Other than negative comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Good. Podcasters.
Podcasters beat live listeners. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, sir.
You're very entertaining.
Boo.
Keep listening. Podcast listeners
keep
rule.
Listening.
Boo, we hate you. Keep listening to our show.
Gee, I wonder who that was. Fucking Nowheresville, California.
Oh, no, that was him.
Let's take, take a real call. No one's really calling in.
Do you know hot chicks that listen to your show?
Honestly, you know what I found out? Everyone's afraid.
We eliminate them.
Of what? I'm
nervous. Because they don't have anything to talk. They're just like listening.
Boys
so we'll make up something to talk about, and then they'll call in on it. What do you guys want to talk about?
Is Boys Lie in the chat room?
I think so. I don't know. Yes, Boys Lie isn't.
Bert, call in.
Oh, you're on a first-name basis?
Bert, you bitch.
That's scary, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
I'm friends on a first-name basis with a guy named Boys Lie.
Hello?
Is he gay?
Frisco!
God damn it.
Why do you think I can't wait for the Super Bowl?
I do respect Mabby. At least he called, and it's true. He's like, I call him because no one else calls. And we appreciate that.
We do.
Because everyone else is being pansy-ish.
Should I call again?
No! That was horrible.
You're the worst.
I'm a bad caller on my own show.
Alyssa should call.
Yeah, let Alyssa call.
Who's Alyssa? What?
Oh!
The girl you're right,
are we actually
going to
call ourselves?
Hold on.
This is great.
Hold on.
No other radio show in history has called themselves.
How about I get a
call? Oh my god, we get a call.
Here we go. Come on, pick it up. Okay.
Hello, who's this?
This is Bert.
Hey, Hi, Bert. My buddy.
Oh, ew, you faggot.
I'm a homosexual.
Are you and Joe Gay together?
Why is the bitch Bert got a call in?
Because you're good. You're
oh, Bert's so gay, I can hear it in his voice.
What's up, brother?
I'm what?
You're gay, right?
I'm gay?
You and Joe?
Let me go explain to my girlfriend who's supposed to give birth to my daughter yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Bert is the genius behind Tank TV.
Wait, did you say supposed to give birth yesterday?
She was supposed to. She hasn't yet.
How much longer do you think did they induce her?
They told her that on Friday they'll induce if she has
fun. That's fun. What's her name going to be?
Taylor LeRae.
Taylor LeRae. Sounds like a porn star.
No, stop it.
What's your last name? My daughter will not be a porn star.
No,
it's the last
it.
Name. No, I'm not saying she's going to be. I'm just saying it sounds like it.
So.
Bert, do you have any questions for Vanessa?
Or Joe?
Or me? Anything you want to ask right now, I'll tell you.
No, that's why I asked why the hell I had to call in.
I don't really know, but everybody, this is Bert. He's actually the brains behind Tank TV. He built the website. He's the one who makes all the updates on the website. So
wow.
Yeah. Hey, Bert. This everybody a round of applause.
The kid actually on the other end of the phone right now is an absolute genius.
Wow.
Let's hear it.
Congratulations for being a genius, Bert.
We love Bert. We love Bert.
I'm a nerd, it's true.
No, but you're a good nerd, but I appreciate
Nerds
you
are
calling
good.
In.
That's why you have a wife and a family.
You do a lot of that jerking off, do you?
That's why these other dudes are sitting around here having a fucking radio show.
But,
Oh, you want to
throw
it
out.
You want to throw it out, don't you?
I got a bottle right here. Let's go.
I'll put it to you, Missy.
I am going to have to end this call because I was actually working on Tank TV when I heard Bert call in. So I'm going to go back and finish up what I was working on.
It's interesting. He was listening to himself as he made the call.
It's Joe Brandy.
Hey, Bert, is this what's this the first time you've been listening to the show?
This is the first time I
and it will be the last.
What do you think about your first time listening to the show?
All right, I will I'll test.
I think that
okay, cool. All
right. What does he think? I think nothing.
No one will ever know.
I have no idea.
Just hang up.
I had to do it.
You asshole.
I just laughed like Ernie. You know what? That worked out. I just laughed like Ernie from Sesame Street. And it was bad. I was like, I don't know why I did that.
It'll be good on the playback.
Honk the horn.
Karen, what did we learn today? Seriously.
This is not the ONA radio show.
Don't kick people in their face unless you're wearing sneakers.
Remember when Vanessa showed up?
We got one thing accomplished today, people, and that's a Super Bowl bet between Rock and I and Vanessa. Loser gets naked.
And I am going to a cancer charity event.
Wait a minute. We got someone from England. We got to take this. Come on.
We'll take the call.
Come on.
Go ahead, sir, from England. Go ahead. Quick.
Are we going off?
Put the tomatoes in the garage.
Hello, sir, from England.
It
sure is.
Yes, it is, sir.
Hi, sexy bitch.
This is British national person, direct from England.
You're an actual person from England? Is that what you said?
No.
I'm an actual person from England. I'm part of the BNP.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah. Cool.
There you go.
So what do you got? What do you got? Come on, give us something. Give us something cool.
So what do you got for the radio program?
Did you write me a poem?
We got darkness. We got tired.
He's tired.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you want to...
It's like 1 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Well, yes. We appreciate you being up at that hour listening to our shitty broadcast. So we appreciate that, sir.
Because it's a fucking awesome show, my friend.
Oh,
calling on mobile as well. You know what I mean? We're up the bill.
You know what? You know what it is? Is you're just really drunk, and it just sounds okay when you're drunk. That's the thing. It's not a good radio show.
So we're getting drunk with you, though. It's okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Vanessa, you're cool. Baby. I like you, but no offense. You ain't got a radio voice, love.
Is it because I have a hoarse voice today, or just in general I suck?
I don't know.
What?
You need more ass in the chat room, love. More ass.
He needs more ass.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll think about that.
What does my voice have to do with my ass?
Nothing.
Nothing. He just wants to see more of your ass.
Oh, right. So if I show you more ass, then I have a great radio voice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it. Thank you.
I love
it. I'll write that down in my journal.
England. It rules. I like the way this guy thinks, though.
So. No.
No, that's definitely, you know what? That's right on.
Anyway,
more ass, better radio voice. I got you.
Really?
We're on there.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, from England.
Podcast represent, man.
Yes, podcast represent, kid. I'm with you.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that.
All right, bye-bye,
later,
sir.
All right.
People are hammering Vanessa in the chat room.
Yeah. I thought, even though I had a
Vanessa wastes airtime. Rich is all angry now, so I don't know.
Oh, he's all angry
because he got owned on the Trunkle hotline.
All right, we'll just end the show.
Don't call me.
It's been fun, right?
This was fun!
It was a good waste of time tonight.
2 weeks, everybody, the big bet. We'll find out who's
getting naked and looking like a bitch.
Rock and I rooting for the Patriots. The Patriots win. Vanessa has to do a dance for us. If the Giants win, we gotta dance with Jeff. For Vanessa.
Yes.
Nice ass, good radio voice from Mad B Cast. He's a fan of yours.
Thank you, baby. Why is Joe writing me in?
Thank you from Joe from TANCTV.com. That's Tank Radio, everybody. Go check it out.
Check it out.
TANCTV.com. Thank you to Rock. Thank you to Vanessa. Vanessa's on the MySpace. Go check her out.
On the MySpace, on the Tank TV, the V spot, baby.
The V spot? The V
spot? It's in my vagina somewhere. Remember last time you guys came into my vagina?
Right.
That sounded terrible. I'm going to leave you guys on that
phone. Yeah, okay, thank you. Until next week, everybody, the Super Bowl party, Bonanza, LunaticRadio.com show. We'll be broadcasting next Sunday during the Super Bowl, and there'll be a party going on right here.
Yeah, we're going to have some friends down. It's going to be like
a party in your pants?
Really?
Party in the pants.
You just gave me a little wink.
Everybody's coming.
Nice. We're going to be MySpace friends. Me and Vanessa.
That way we can
actually... Me and Vanessa.
You always get laid doing that. All right, everybody. Until next week.
Voice that loud.
Stay cool.
Bye.
Stay hot. Stay sober.
Stay hot.
Stay drunk.
Bye, bitches.
Just stay.
Stay drunk. We'll like our show better.
Goodbye, sirs.